been delivered. Praise the Lord. I've been delivered by His grace. Oh, the bonds of sin are broken. I've been delivered. Praise the Lord. I've been delivered. Wow. We shall sing on the beautiful shore, the melodious songs of the place, and our spirits will sorrow no more. Oh, not a sign for the blessing of in the sleep, in the sleep. By and by, we shall meet on the beautiful, on the beautiful shore in the sleep. By and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore to our bountiful Father above. We will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious King of the night. The blessings that hallow our name in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore in the
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost. Don't forget we were lost. But now I'm found. Amen. And Jesus brought me victory. Amen.
Amazing grace.
Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Jesus' name. Amen. It's good to be gathered in his house. We're singing about in the cross.
Nous avons chanté sur la croix.
It's not only his cross,
c'est pas seulement sa croix,
but it's our cross as well.
C'est notre croix.
There's
aussi
a glory in the cross.
Il y a une gloire dans la croix.
Just to warn you, we have a busy program today.
Nous avons un programme très chargé aujourd'hui.
So if you left your food on the pots, on the stove,
si vous avez laissé le repas,
maybe a burnt offering
table
today.
We've got some,
we have a few things we need to do, and it's a blessed thing to have a busy program for the Lord.
Nous avons beaucoup de choses que nous devons faire.
The first thing we'd like to do is, just after prayer, we want to just give a small gift to all the children.
D'abord, nous voudrions donner après la prière.
And then something
enfants.
Small also to each of the officers who have helped in the church this last year, and just to pray for them.
Et quelque chose pour ceux qui travaillent dans l'église.
We then have our service.
Alors nous aurons notre service.
And then we have our brother Andrus and sister Viva. They're asking for prayer over their marriage as well.
Il y a le frère et la sœur là-bas qui ont demandé.
So it's wonderful when people are seeking the blessing of God.
C'est bien de voir les gens cherchant la grâce.
Especially at the beginning of a year.
Et surtout au début de l'année.
How sweet it is.
Bien, c'est
Let's
bon.
Read a scripture first and we'll pray and then we'll just
Lisons l'écriture. Nous
continue
prier.
On with the proceedings today.
Nous allons continuer.
Let's read Leviticus chapter 2.
Lévitique 2.
We'll move on past the burnt offering.
Nous avons maintenant dépassé l'Holocauste. Hein?
Although there's much that could be said down that line.
Nous allons voir ce qui
We'd like to look today at the mystery of the meal offering.
Maintenant, nous allons voir le mystère
Which
de
is Leviticus chapter 2.
Lévitique chapitre 2.
Let's read the first four verses.
Les quatre premiers versets.
And when any will offer a meat offering, that literally is a meal offering, unto the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it, and put frankincense thereon. And he shall bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests, and he shall take thereof his handful of the flour thereof, and the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. And the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar, to be an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. And the remnant of the meat offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is a thing most holy of the offerings of the Lord made by fire. And if thou bring an oblation of a meat offering bacon in the oven, it shall be unleavened cakes of fine flour mingled with oil, or unleavened wafers anointed with oil. Amen. Father, we just desire that word to become flesh in us. Father, we think back when the word was made flesh in the one who, Lord, is our life and our savior and our all. And Lord, what a sweet offering, what a sweet savor that life was. And Lord, that was the word made flesh. And Father, we just want to be the word made flesh in our day. And whatsoever you've called each of us to be and to do, we want to be, Father, that word expressing itself in this late hour. So may you bless us, Lord, as we fellowship and have communion around your word. Father, let us be changed from glory to glory as we behold you and we behold our image in the word. And Father, may you bless your people upon this day. We pray for Brother Brian, Lord, who's laid up with sickness upon this day. We ask of thee, Lord, that your hand of virtuous grace would be upon him, Lord. That you'd restore his strength, Lord, that you'd raise him up. That, Lord, we may see him once again rejoicing in your house. And every other need, Lord, them that are at work or different places, I do pray for each and every one of your people upon this day. Just remembering Sister Patience once again, Lord. Brother, we do pray for her. Pray, Lord, for Brother Johnny. Bless him and keep him, we ask and pray, Lord. And Father, you lead us and guide us in all that is said and done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Saints, you may be seated. Just one announcement here of what we had discussed at the officers' meeting on Friday evening.
Je vais annoncer ce que nous avons décidé à la réunion de
I know I did send a message around, but just to confirm,
message, c'est juste pour confirmer.
Just the program that you slightly modified for Sundays, which we started today,
le programme est légèrement modifié pour dimanche.
Concerning the times and so forth.
Concernant l'heure.
We discussed and we found out that the best order that we could find,
nous avons trouvé que le meilleur ordre
knowing that God
trouver,
is a respect of order,
parce que Dieu tient compte de l'ordre,
for the various things that we do on a Sunday.
Pour les différentes choses que nous faisons les dimanches.
What we determined the best thing
la meilleure chose que nous avons trouvé
was for a 10:15 starting time.
C'est à 10h15 on devait commencer.
10:15.
10h15.
Anybody who wants to be a burnt offering,
tout celui qui veut être une holocauste,
really wants to be acceptable before the Lord,
qui veut être acceptable devant le Seigneur,
we'd ask people to come at 10:15 to church.
Demandons aux gens de venir à 10h15.
10:15 is the time where the Sunday school starts for the children.
10h15, l'école de dimanche commence pour
so
les enfants.
So it'll be 10:15 sharp.
Ce sera
up to 11 o'clock for the Sunday school for the children.
Jusqu'à 11h juste pour l'école
and we'd really encourage parents
et nous encourageons les
to sacrifice for their children.
De se sacrifier pour leurs enfants.
You know, I know that Sunday mornings, I mean, we travel far.
Je sais que le dimanche matin,
it really does need discipline. especially on behalf of the husband. Because wives with their good intentions, and no matter how much earlier you wake them up, somehow time just goes missing. And it gets to the end, and there's this needs to be done, that needs to be, and it's time to leave. And we all know what it's like. We use different sides of the brain, they say, men and women, so it must be something to do with that.
But
we'd really ask you to be disciplined on behalf of your children. So from 10:15, adults arriving at church, quiet time then up to 10:30. Gives us a good opportunity to wait upon the Lord. If you want to come and kneel at the altar like the prophet says, wonderful. Please feel free.
The
nice soft music will be playing.
La musique va jouer.
And it's time for us just to settle ourselves, to be still.
C'est le moment de
that we know, may know that He is God.
Vous savez qu'il
at 10:30 is adult Sunday school.
Et 10:30, c'est l'école dimanche pour adultes.
10:30, Brother George will stand up, sing one or two songs.
Frère George va entonner
un des
and
chants. Then from 10:30 to 11 is adult Sunday school.
10:30 à 11h, école des adultes.
And it's a real good lesson going on at this time.
Et c'est une belle leçon.
Tracing Israel through the wilderness.
Et Israël au travers du désert.
Some very virtuous principles that you can glean from that.
Des bons principes que vous pouvez tirer
for new people
pour des nouvelles personnes,
and for people that are established in the faith.
Et pour les
I don't think anybody would regret
tout le monde va regretter
spending that time in his house.
Passer ce temps chez lui.
Then at 11 o'clock as normal,
à 11h juste comme d'habitude,
song worship, Brother George gets up for song worship.
Nous allons commencer les chants.
11:30, 11:45, depending on how much song worship, how people are singing,
à 11h45,
we
les
get
gens
into the word. So
puis nous allons entrer
there's just a slight adjustment there.
Une petite modification.
And we really would ask the saints to support it. We do believe it will be a blessing. It's the beginning of the year.
C'est le début de l'année.
We thought this year we wanted to give a small present to each of the children.
Nous avons pensé donner un petit don aux enfants.
And also to pray for them.
Et prier pour eux.
Now, it's hard to find presents for teenagers.
C'est difficile de trouver des dons pour, des cadeaux
so
pour
forgive
les
us if we didn't buy for the teenagers. We just bought presents for those aged from about 3 up to 10.
Nous avons acheté des cadeaux pour les enfants des 3 à 10
and
ans.
We'd like to pray for them as well.
Nous aimerions prier
so we just ask at this time if parents could come with their children.
Les parents peuvent venir
anybody
avec
from
les
3
enfants.
Up to 10 years old, please come and stand in the
les
front. We'd like to give them a present.
3 à 10 ans, les parents
and then we'd like
venir avec
to pray
enfants.
With them as well.
Et nous avons prié pour eux.
Amen. If they'd like to come forward, the sisters are waving their hands at me saying maybe something's not quite ready, but we'll try our best. It's a great blessing to have children that come to the house of the Lord. The prophet says we'd all like our children to be in the house of the Lord. Who's bringing the presents? If somebody could bring the presents. It's okay. Even if they're not quite ready, let's just give them anyhow. Amen. Let's pray first of all. If the children would come forward, anybody from 3 up to 10. It's so nice to see. This next generation. And to see them with their smiling faces and expectation. If you want to get children ready to come to church, just tell them there's going to be presents at church. The whole way we are coming, Rachel will say, Daddy, it's taking too long. Is there no shortcut? And Daniel was saying, Daddy, how much longer before we
get
everybody likes a present. So let's bow our heads, saints. Let's unite together and let's pray for our children. We know they are target of the devil. So we desire the Lord's blessing. Father, we do thank you for our children. We do thank you, Father, for each and every one of them, Lord, that are just so faithful, Lord. How we do want to ask of thee, even as you said, suffer the little children to come unto me. Father, we ask and pray for your blessing upon these children. We ask and pray for your protection upon them. We pray that you deliver them, Lord, from any evil, from the evil of man, from the evil intents of society and the devil, and whatsoever would, Father, desire to come upon them in this day, in this age. We ask and pray, Father, that your presence, Lord, that your grace would draw nigh unto their souls. That as Samuel, Lord, they may know you, that they may know your voice, even at a young age, Lord. Father, may you bless the parents, Lord. Father, with the sacred responsibility that you've given unto us to raise up these children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. How we do desire your grace, Lord. Father, how we do desire to bring and apply the token by faith upon each and every soul of each and every child that is here. That, Lord, you would watch over them, Lord. Father, as your prophet says, each of them has a special angel to watch over them. We just pray that you would protect them, that you would keep them. And, Father, even more importantly, Lord, that you would just reveal yourself and make yourself known. And, Father, even as we have these children before us, bless our Sunday school and bless our Sunday school teachers, Lord, that you would deal with these young souls. That, Father, your grace may be upon them, that you may give them wisdom in the things that they should say. That, Father, you'd give them wisdom in the way they'd answer questions, Lord. That, Father, something would be said and something would be done. Even in this, Father, these formative years of these young souls before thee, Lord, that you would, Lord, allow there to be an impression, Lord. Father, something, Lord, that would just be left there inside of the soul, that no matter what would come down the way, Father, there'd be something of you that you would have revealed, that you would have done, something of your hand and something of your work, that, Father, the devil, Lord, and the world will never take away. How we pray for your blessings upon our children, Lord, your richest blessings, the blessings of heaven upon them, Lord. Watch over them, we pray. Smile upon them, Lord. Draw them unto yourself, Lord. Father, we thank you. They are a blessing to us. We long for them to be a blessing to you as well. Bless each of the parents as well, we pray. Bless each home that is represented here, we ask. As we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. So I don't know about the presence here. Amen. Let's be seated for a few minutes again. We'll do the next stage and then we'll come back to the children with their presence. We really do appreciate the children. There's something wonderful about the innocence of children. And sometimes the questions which they ask as well. So what we'll do in the meantime, we just have a small something, a card for some people, which we'd like to give to each of the people that have a part in ministering and serving in the house of the Lord. You know, sometimes we can just take it for granted that there's certain people that occupy certain positions. Many times it involves sacrifice.
Plusieurs fois ça demande des sacrifices.
You know, sacrificing of time and
sacrifier leur temps.
Even the Sunday school teacher, Sunday school superintendent to prepare the lessons.
Les enseignants de l'école de dimanche.
Like Brother Will was saying on New Year's that, you know, they try to prepare the lessons to prepare the children for the message of the hour. You know, to take certain principles and certain things that we speak of from the pulpit. Or that they'll hear the prophet speaking on the messages. And they don't understand those things. But if the Sunday school speaks about Rahab and maybe speaking of the token, in simplicity, it helps the children when they sit in church to feel more part of things, to be able to relate more to the things that have been spoken. So friends, it's such an important transition. And also just to get your children used to that discipline in the house of the Lord.
Vous devez avoir vos enfants,
of gathering at a certain time,
and
sitting with the other
Dieu,
children,
and
being taught the ways of the Lord,
and
being taught prayer and so forth.
La prière et toutes
I think
choses.
It's a very, very important thing.
C'est une chose très
and
important.
I really do appreciate the influence upon our children.
J'apprécie cette influence sur nos
you
enfants.
Know, when we ask them sometimes on a Sunday night about what they learned, and,
parfois, nous les demandons le dimanche,
and they can remember what they were taught, and there's good principles.
Ils se rappellent ce qu'ils ont
été many times they ask further questions about those things.
Parfois, je pose des questions sur ces choses.
Friends, we are privileged people.
Nous sommes des gens privilégiés.
This generation, all they know is the Nintendo DS,
tout ce qu'il y a avec les
the jeux Xbox
vidéo,
One,
tous les jeux vidéo, Xbox
playing
Nintendo,
video games on the phones,
et tous ces jeux
watching
de
all these cartoons, many
voyant,
of them which are full of the occult,
voyant toutes ces bandes dessinées,
on television.
À la télévision.
But God has granted us grace,
mais Dieu nous a donné la grâce
that we can say,
pour que nous disions,
as for me and my house,
et moi et ma maison,
we will serve the Lord. So
nous servirons.
And then for the deacons in their post of duty.
Pour les diacres à leur poste de devoir.
You know, it's not an easy job, like the prophet said, to be a deacon.
C'est pas un travail facile comme le prophète.
You'll never win a popularity contest if you're a faithful deacon.
Si vous êtes un diacre fidèle, vous ne serez jamais populaire.
Because if anybody is out of order,
parce que si quelqu'un sort de l'ordre, si quelqu'un sort de l'esprit,
and there needs to be some correction.
Et qu'il doit y avoir une correction.
Sometimes it's not taken that well.
Parfois c'est pas compris.
You know, but we really do thank the Lord. We have such wonderful and faithful deacons in the house of the Lord.
Remercions le Seigneur parce que nous avons des
for the ministers that minister here as well.
Pour les ministres qui
since we really
ici,
do appreciate it. It's been a blessing to associate with the brethren that minister here.
De s'associer avec eux.
For the interpreters.
Pour les interprètes.
It's not an easy job.
C'est pas un travail facile.
But what a necessary job that it is.
Mais un travail très nécessaire.
So we
aussi.
Do appreciate their service.
Et nous apprécions leur
for
service.
Those who do like Paul who does the computer.
Ceux qui font les ordinateurs.
For Brother George,
Paul,
the song leader.
Frère George,
the musicians.
Chants, les musiciens.
Since each and every one of those things is a ministry.
Chacune de ces choses est un ministère.
And it's ministered a blessing to us.
Et ce sont des bénédictions pour nous.
Let's say you didn't have the songs up here
si
when
nous
we were singing.
Pas des chants ici
somebody who can quickly find the songs. I mean. That would disturb the service.
Quelqu'un qui pouvait pas trouver rapidement
may seem a small thing, but it's an important thing.
C'est une chose petite, mais
and
importante.
We really do appreciate the faithfulness.
Nous apprécions la fidélité.
And Brother Vergas as a trustee and the many things that he does. And
Frère Vergas, en tant que
many times the saints who help him. So we just
et
wanted
tout
to
ce qu'il fait et les saints qu'il aide.
Just give a card and something to some of the saints here.
Nous donnons une carte
if they wouldn't mind coming forward just so we can pray for them. Ask Brother François to come forward. We really do appreciate Brother François for the things that he does. And we really ask that the Lord will bless him in this year that lays ahead. Brother David, come stand, Brother Francois. Let's stand, brother. We'll just have some prayer. Let's, for Brother David, we really do appreciate his service as a deacon. Brother Will, God bless you, Brew. We do appreciate you. Brother Max, Brother Maxwell, it's been a real blessing for us this year. God bless you, Brew. God bless you, Brother. Brother Vergas and Sister Ingrida, Brother Vergas, trustee and Sister Ingrida for the help of the Sunday school. We do really appreciate that as well. Amen. God bless you, sister. We do appreciate. God bless. For Povilas as well. Thank you very much, brother. He's the backroom boy, yeah? As Brother Crosby said, he's the geek of the church. And we need the geeks as well, so they can help us with the technology. Brother George, we really do appreciate Brother George. God bless you, Brew. Amen. And Brother Vlad and Sister Lydia for the music. It's so nice to see people involved. We thank you, Brother. God bless you, Brew. And Sister. God bless you, Sister. Sister Liana, also for the Sunday school. We do really appreciate it, Sister. Is Sister Sharon here as well? She's not. Okay, we'll keep it. God bless you, Sister. We really do appreciate it, Sister. Brother Maxwell Jr., we thank him for his help in many things. God bless you, Brew. Thank you very much, Brother. Brother Ellie, thank you, Brother. God bless you, Brother. Wonderful job. And Sister Noella, can you come for Brother Jose? Brother Jose has been such wonderful interpreter. God bless, Sister, on behalf of the good man. Thank you very much. Let's just pray. Father, once again, we do appreciate you, Lord. Amen. Father, just to see how many people would stand here upon this day. Father, it's a reflection, Lord, of your grace, that you've ordained us in this age, in this time, and this day, that our footsteps should walk together. Father, because as the prophet says, no one man can do these things, Lord. But Father, it's the diversity of the operations of your spirit in the body. So Father, we thank you for every person that is here. We thank you for the ministers that are here, the deacons, the trustee. We thank you for the musicians, the song leader. We thank you, Lord, for the Sunday school teachers, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the backroom boys, Lord, them that help us in the back. Father, for each and every one of these people, how we ask and pray for your blessing upon them in the year that lays before. that, Lord, as we've gone through this year that lays behind, Lord, and Father, we look back how we just long, Lord, that you would continue to lead us and guide us in the way that you are. Father, Lord, feeling that there's good things that you have before us, Lord. And Father, may you keep us in a unity, and may you lead us and guide us, Lord, that we may be of one heart and one mind and one soul. And Father, let each and every one of us that is represented here today, just, Father, Lord, speak to our souls that we may be willing just to lay ourselves upon the altar. Yes, just to be more of a burnt offering before you in this year, Lord. Yes. Just to lay all that we are, Father, at your disposal, Lord, that you may be glorified in us. Yes. That you may be glorified in each of these ministries, in each of these offices, and each of these administrations to your body. Father, we do thank you for the privilege that you've allowed for us to meet, Lord, and to work one with another. May your blessing be upon each person represented here, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Saints, God bless. Amen. Are the presents ready here? Because I know we'll never get to the service if we don't get the presents. Brother Willie, you maybe can do it. Let Brother Willie, yeah, hand out the presents to the children.
Adasa.
Adam and Adasa. Amen.
And then
Amen. If you just come up this way and then maybe go back that way, it may be the best.
Rachel and Beatrice.
Uh-huh. Rachel and Beatrice.
Rachel and Beatrice. Stacy and Elsie are not here. Rebecca and Tabitha. Tabitha. Hannah and Esther. Camel and Davina. Grace and Ruth.
Amen.
And then another Ruth as well, Sister Eves.
Amen.
Daniel and Benjamin. Boaz and William. Is that Sister Noella's Michael?
Amen.
And James.
Oops.
And then Olivier and who is it? Is it Abigail? Is she here now? You can take. Thank you.
Amen. If there's anybody left out, please let us know at the end and we can definitely fill in the gaps. We do thank the sisters for that as well. Amen. Let's just give them a round of applause, Hachi. And why it's a good thing to allow them to walk up to the front like it is just for us to see how many children they are.
C'est bien de les voir combien nombreux ils sont.
And each of them has been entrusted to us of the Lord.
Chacun de nous a été avec, chacun
so may
été
the
avec
Lord
nous.
Bless them, we pray.
Que le Seigneur les bénisse.
Saints, we thank you. Let's stand. Let's read one more verse.
Lisons un verset de plus.
Let's open our Bibles and read John chapter 12, just to get a thought here as well.
Jean chapitre 12.
John chapter 12, read the first 8 verses. Just a reminder of this story, a blessed story.
Les 8 premiers versets.
Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. So you can see the Lord really ministered a blessing to this household. He raised Lazarus from the dead.
Le Seigneur avait donné une bénédiction à cette maison de Lazare.
There they made him a supper, and Martha served, and Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which would betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and had the bag, and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always you have with you, but me you have not always. May the Lord bless his word. You may be seated. The last few services we're looking at this issue of the burnt offering.
Les dernières réunions nous voyons l'Holocauste.
And we know the burnt offering we saw, it speaks of consecration.
Et l'Holocauste parle de la consécration.
There was blood, an offering of blood in the burnt offering.
C'était le sang sur l'Holocauste.
Showing that in our consecration.
C'était montrant que notre
consécration. In order for us to be acceptable before the Lord.
Pour que nous soyons acceptables devant le Seigneur.
We cannot be acceptable unless we're under the blood.
Nous ne pouvons pas être acceptés à moins que nous soyons.
No matter what offering we try to bring to the Lord.
Peu importe ce que nous essayons d'amener au
Seigneur. In consecration. Unless the blood is included,
à moins que le sang y soit inclus,
how can a perfect God,
comment un Dieu parfait,
who is spotless,
qui est sans
who is holy,
qui est saint,
how can he accept something from an imperfect people
comment
like
peut-il
we
accepter
are?
Quelque chose des gens imparfaits
God
comme
made
nous.
A provision of the blood.
Dieu pourvu au sang.
Because God sent the perfect one.
Parce que Dieu envoyait le parfait,
Jesus, the
Jésus
perfect
Christ,
burnt offering.
L'Holocauste parfait.
He was also the sin offering and the trespass offering.
Et il était l'offrande de péché et des transgressions.
So God made a provision for us.
Dieu pourvu pour nous.
God in his great desire
Dieu dans son grand
to accept
désir,
us.
De nous accepter,
to draw us close to himself.
De nous attirer plus près
he desires
de lui.
To bless us.
Il désirait nous bénir.
He desires to minister to us.
Il désirait nous donner, nous
and
servir.
He desires us to minister back to him in
il
return.
Voulait que nous lui rendions un service aussi.
And he provides us with resources.
Et nous a donné des ressources.
And everything that we need
tout ce dont nous avons
that we can minister back to him.
Pour que nous puissions lui servir en retour.
And when we take a portion, we come and minister it back to him.
Et nous prenons une portion et nous venons lui rendre
he's
un
so
service
bountiful.
En retour. Il est si bon
that he blesses us
qu'il nous bénit
for just giving us back, giving him back a portion of what he's given to
juste
us.
Pour, en lui donnant le, en lui retournant
it's
la portion
an amazing
qu'il nous a
principle.
Donné. C'est un principe
merveilleux. He said in Deuteronomy 8,
il a dit en Deutéronome
he says, never forget,
n'oubliez jamais,
it is I, the Lord,
qui aux yeux
who
du Seigneur,
gives you power to get wealth.
Qui vous donne la puissance d'obtenir des richesses.
You know, sometimes we think it's our own hard labor and so forth.
Parfois nous pensons que c'est notre dur.
But the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Mais c'est toute la terre appartient
au Seigneur. We're taking of his resources.
Nous retirons de ses ressources.
To produce the things that run these economies.
Pour produire des choses qui sont autour de ces
and then we're receiving our wages or our benefits, whatever it is.
Et nous recevons notre salaire et notre bénéfice.
But where did those things come from?
Mais toutes ces choses d'où cela viennent-elles?
They came from the things of the Lord.
Ils viennent des choses du Seigneur.
And this great process that God has instituted. to minister of His bounty. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. But He desires to minister His bounty to His people. And but He asks also of us to bring something back in return. And when we bring it back in return, if we do it the right way, it becomes a sweet savor before Him. It becomes something that comes up as a memorial before Him. Something that moves His heart. And then He pours out the blessing upon the offerer who's offering an acceptable offering. It's not just any offering that receives the blessing. Cain brought his offering and there was no blessing. You know, there was nothing wrong if Cain had done it the right way around. If he had offered a sin offering first, an offering of blood for his sin first, and then if he had brought of his first fruits, and so there would have been nothing wrong with that. But first, you have to be acceptable before the Lord. And then your gift can be accepted.
Alors votre don peut être accepté.
And that's why there's the burnt offering in Leviticus chapter 1 first.
C'est pourquoi il y a d'abord l'offrande.
You first have to be on the altar.
Vous devez vous mettre d'abord à l'autel.
You first need to be acceptable before the Lord.
Vous devez d'abord être acceptable devant le
Then you can get to chapter 2 and bring your meal offering now.
Alors vous pouvez aller au chapitre 2
You can bring of the resources and the blessings that the Lord has
vous
given
pouvez
you.
Amener alors toutes les richesses que Dieu vous
the
a donné.
Gifts that is ministered to you.
Il a placé en
now,
vous.
Because you've already been accepted before the Lord,
comme vous avez déjà été accepté
whatever you bring
Seigneur,
is holy before the Lord.
Alors vous amenez ce qui est
so when you bring your
Seigneur.
First fruits, or you bring whatever is your tithes, your offerings into the house
quand
of the
vous
Lord,
amenez vos premiers fruits, vos dîmes
or,
dans la
or you bring
Seigneur.
Of your gifts, or your talents, or your abilities,
vous amenez vos dons, vos talents, vos bénédictions,
that becomes acceptable before
cela
the Lord.
Devient acceptable
and you can never do something acceptable before the Lord without knowing it.
Vous ne devez jamais, vous ne pouvez pas faire quelque chose devant le Seigneur sans
There'll
le savoir.
There will always be a divine response.
Il doit y avoir une réponse.
Because
divine.
God is a rewarder.
Parce que Dieu c'est
of them that diligently seek Him.
Des rémunérateurs de ceux qui
and
le
we
cherchent.
All know as believers what brings that blessing.
Et nous savons en tant que croyants ce qui amène cette bénédiction.
If the Lord blessed you,
si le Seigneur t'a
trace béni, back.
Examine.
There was a certain attitude.
Il y a une certaine attitude.
There was a certain sacrificial way that you were walking.
Il y a une marche de sacrifice que tu as suivi.
There was a certain reverence and respect.
Il y avait une certaine révérence et un respect.
Towards holy things.
Envers les choses saintes.
There was an approach.
Il y avait une approche.
There was an attitude.
Il y avait une attitude.
Which creates an atmosphere.
Qui a créé une atmosphère.
And then when you presented something before the Lord, no matter how small it was.
Vous avez présenté quelque chose devant le Seigneur. Peu importe combien c'est
petit, always brings forth the blessing.
Cela amène toujours des bénédictions.
Because God wants to encourage us in that which is right.
Parce que Dieu veut toujours nous encourager dans ce qui est bon.
And He wants to discourage us in that which is wrong.
Il veut nous décourager dans ce qui n'est pas bon.
So the burnt offering
et l'holocauste
speaks of consecration.
Parle de la consécration.
So that you become acceptable.
Vous devenez acceptable.
But now the meal offering, there was no blood.
Dans l'offrande de farine, il n'y avait pas de sang.
This was a free will offering without blood.
C'était une offrande volontaire sans sang.
This speaks of service now.
Cela parle du service.
That in light of what He's done for us,
dans la lumière de ce qu'il a fait pour moi,
we now want to present something back to Him.
Maintenant, je vais lui donner quelque chose en
because of His goodness.
À cause de sa bonté.
Because of what He's ministered to us.
À cause de ce qu'il a fait pour moi.
He says, if anybody wants to offer something back to me,
il dit, si quelqu'un veut m'offrir quelque
this
chose
is how
retour,
it must be done.
Voici comment cela doit
if
être.
It's done right,
cela doit être fait
it becomes a sweet savor before the Lord.
Cela devient une bonne odeur devant le Seigneur.
So when you're coming with your meal offering,
quand vous venez avec votre offrande de farine,
you know, even in the new heavens and the new earth, there's going to be these kind of offerings.
Même dans les nouveaux cieux et la nouvelle terre, il y aura
the kings of the earth are going to bring
les rois de la terre
their first fruits into the new city Jerusalem.
Leurs premiers fruits dans la nouvelle Jérusalem.
They're going to bring a homage to the king.
Ils vont donner honneur au roi.
They're going to come and say, oh Lord,
ils vont dire, Seigneur,
you have blessed us.
Tu nous as bénis.
It's your blessing that has enabled us to bring forth.
Ce sont tes bénédictions qui nous ont rendu capables de produire.
Fruitfulness.
Ces fruits.
And although they are the kings of the earth,
mais bien qu'ils sont les rois de la terre,
the kings will come to the king.
Les rois vont venir au roi.
With a portion of the bounty of their harvest, their fruitfulness.
Avec une portion de leur bonté, de leur
And they'll come and bring it to God's provided place.
Ils vont l'amener à l'endroit pourvu par
The place where he has chosen to place his name.
Là où il a choisi de placer son nom.
The city where the lamb is the light.
La cité où l'agneau est la lumière.
And they'll come and they'll present their gifts before the king.
Ils vont présenter leurs dons devant le Seigneur.
There'll be no more blood offerings there.
Il n'y aura plus de sacrifices de sang.
Because the blood offering has been made and has been accepted.
Parce que il a déjà été fait et accepté.
But he still says to us, bring your first fruits.
Mais il nous demande toujours d'amener nos fruits.
Bring of yourselves.
Amenez vous-même.
You be the living sacrifice.
Soyez
now.
Vous-même un sacrifice vivant.
That's the kind of sacrifice that the Lord is looking for.
C'est le genre
for.
De sacrifice que le Seigneur cherche.
So the meal offering was never offered on its own.
L'offrande de farine n'était pas
It was never offered on its own.
N'était jamais offert
It had to be offered in conjunction with the burnt offering.
Cela était toujours en relation avec l'Holocauste.
And it's the same as us, friends.
C'est la même chose avec nous.
You know, we know ourselves, like he said in Isaiah chapter 1.
Comme il a dit dans
he
Isaiah
says, bring no more your vain oblations.
Il dit, amenez vos ablations.
He says, your incense is an abomination to me.
Votre encens est une abomination
he
pour
says,
moi.
Clean you, make yourselves clean.
Purifiez-vous.
Your hands are full of blood.
Vos mains sont pleines de sang.
Come and let us reason together.
Venons, raisonnons ensemble.
And your sins that were scarlet shall be as white as wool.
Si vos péchés sont rouges comme cramoisi.
Then bring your offering.
Alors amenez l'offrande.
Then raise your hands
alors
in my court.
Les mains vers moi.
He says, then I'll hear from
C'est
heaven.
Alors que j'écouterai.
Then I'll bless and make
et
you
je bénirai.
Fruitful in your labors.
Et vous aurez des fruits dans
fruitful
vos,
in your service.
Dans votre travail, dans votre
so
service.
Before we bring this kind of an offering,
avant d'amener ce genre d'offrande,
that's why in the Old Testament,
c'est pourquoi dans l'Ancien Testament,
it was against the law
c'était contre la loi,
for the priesthood to accept the tithes of a dog.
Pour le prêtre d'accepter
or the tithes of a harlot.
Ou la dîme de la prostitution.
Because there wasn't a life behind the name.
Parce qu'il n'y avait pas de vie derrière.
There was no burnt offering before the meal offering.
C'était l'Holocauste après le. C'était l'Holocauste après
so the offering wasn't acceptable before the Lord.
Et cela n'était pas acceptable
devant le Seigneur. Because God has to respect you first.
Parce que Dieu doit t'honorer d'abord.
Then he can accept your offering.
Alors il va accepter ton offrande.
Now that's where the anointed ones at the end times is a deceitful time.
C'est là que les oints des temps de la fin c'est
Because you can have people that are not a burnt offering.
Parce qu'il y a des gens qui ne sont pas un holocauste.
People living any kind of a life.
Des gens qui vivent n'importe
quelle vie. Yet they're gifted people.
Mais des gens qui ont des talents.
They can be anointed.
Qui ont été oints.
Can bring something.
Ils peuvent donner quelque
God
chose.
Can quicken and use them.
Dieu peut les utiliser.
But God has an issue with them.
Mais Dieu a un problème avec eux.
Because he wants a burnt offering first.
Parce qu'il veut d'abord un holocauste.
And that's for anybody who's called to a sacred ministry, which is every one of us in this house.
C'est pourquoi chacun qui est appelé à un ministère,
every one of us is called to the ministry.
Chacun de nous est appelé
to the edification of the body of Christ.
Pour l'édification du corps de Christ.
It's a call to be a burnt offering first.
C'est un appel pour être d'abord un
Before we bring our gifts.
Avant d'amener nos dons.
Before we bring the sacrifice of praise
avant
into the house of the Lord.
Sacrifices de louange devant le Seigneur.
If we want a full blessing in song worship.
Si vous voulez la pleine bénédiction dans les chants.
The brother George, he does his best and he does a tremendous job.
Comme frère George, il fait de son mieux, il fait
But it's not up
formidable.
To brother George only.
Mais si nous le laissons,
he will lay himself as a burnt offering.
Frère George seul va se donner comme
He will lay himself on the altar beforehand.
Il va se placer à l'autel
in preparation.
En préparation.
But if the people don't come,
et si les gens ne viennent pas,
as a burnt offering as well,
comme des holocaustes
we
aussi,
can never have the full blessing.
Vous n'aurez jamais la pleine bénédiction.
It's got to be all of us together.
Cela doit être nous tous
to bring the full blessing.
Pour amener la pleine bénédiction.
Then it goes up as a sweet savor before
Alors,
the Lord.
S'élève comme une bonne
and when the blessings go up, the praises go up,
les louanges et les
the blessings montent, come down.
Et elles descendent
and God
aussi.
Will minister you and bless his people.
Et Dieu va vous donner et bénir son peuple.
Now in Leviticus chapter 2,
dans Lévitique
2, let's just read verse 4. Let's speak first about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Parlons d'abord du Seigneur
Because
Jésus.
Obviously, as we said, he is the full
et comme nous avons dit,
measure of the fulfillment of these types.
De l'accomplissement de ces types.
Then we being in him,
et nous étant en lui,
we also being the word,
nous sommes aussi la parole,
we also fulfill these types.
Nous accomplissons aussi ces
But
types.
Let's just get the basis of this offering first of all.
Plaçons d'abord la base de ces offrandes d'abord.
It says in verse 4, and if thou bring an oblation of a meat offering, bacon in the oven, there were different ways you could present it.
Il y avait plusieurs manières de le présenter.
It shall be unleavened cakes.
Cela devait être sans levain.
of fine flour.
De bonne farine.
No offering would ever be accepted with leaven.
Aucune offrande ne pouvait être acceptée avec de la levure.
Leaven speaks of corruption.
Le levain parle de la corruption.
Leaven speaks of sin.
Il parle du péché.
Leaven speaks of the wrong influence.
Il parle de la mauvaise influence.
Jesus said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, false teaching."
Faites attention des mauvaises enseignements du leaven des pharisiens, l'hypocrisie.
And it's leaven because it spreads and leavens the whole lump.
C'est du levain parce que cela se répand et corrompt toute chose.
See how quickly a critical spirit moves around a church.
Voyez combien un mauvais esprit se déplace
rapidement
dans l'église. C'est du levain.
And there's no way the Lord could accept a leavened offering.
Il y a aucune manière que le Seigneur peut accepter.
That's how Paul said. Purge out the old leaven.
Purifiez-vous du vieux levain.
He says, if you're coming to this Passover feast.
Il dit, si vous venez à la fête de Pâques.
The Passover was unleavened bread.
La Pâque c'était du pain sans
levain. He said, purge out the old leaven.
Purifiez-vous de tout levain.
And that's the process. That's a burnt offering.
C'est cela la procédure. C'est l'holocauste.
Dying to that influence.
Mourir à cette influence.
Dying to that which is corrupting your offering.
Mourir à ce qui corrompt ton offrande.
Purging yourself.
Vous purifiez.
And friends, God is the great purger.
Et Dieu c'est le grand purgateur.
He knows how to purge us.
Il sait comment nous
purger. If you're not purged by the word.
Nous sommes purgés par la parole.
If you're not purged by his spirit.
Si vous n'êtes pas purgé par la parole et par son esprit.
God has other fires that he uses to purge.
Dieu a sa propre manière de nous purger.
And to purify.
Et pour nous purifier.
Can be trial.
Et il y aura des
épreuves. Sickness, sorrow.
La maladie, la
There's
douleur.
There's so many things, persecution.
La persécution et plein de choses.
Different things that he can use to purge his people.
Différentes choses qu'il peut utiliser
pour purger son peuple. Of the influences in them.
Des influences qui
sont are holding them back from the full blessing.
Et qui les garde de la bonne bénédiction.
But I really do believe the full blessing.
Et je crois que la plénitude de la
comes upon them that are willing.
Vient à celui qui veut.
That God doesn't have to force them.
Dieu ne peut pas les forcer.
God doesn't have to threaten them.
Dieu ne peut pas les menacer.
But they see.
Mais ils voient.
The glory of God.
La gloire de Dieu.
They see his goodness.
Ils voient sa bonté.
They see it reflected in the person of Jesus Christ.
Ils les voient reflétés dans la personne de Jésus-Christ.
And they so appreciate what he's done for them.
Alors ils apprécient ce qu'il
a fait pour eux.
They
want to offer an acceptable service to
God. Ils veulent alors lui donner un office acceptable.
So they'll willingly purge themselves.
Ils se purifient volontairement.
Sometimes that needs separation from corrupting influences.
Parfois cela exige une séparation des influences de corruption.
And separation can be painful.
Et la séparation peut être difficile, douloureuse.
There's different ways of purging ourselves.
C'est la manière de nous purger.
But it cannot be a leavened offering.
Mais il ne doit pas y avoir une offrande levée.
The Bible says it had to be fine flour.
La Bible dit que ça doit être de la bonne farine.
Mingled with oil.
Mélangé avec de l'huile.
Now the fine flour.
La bonne farine.
Is made of the finest of the wheat.
Elle est fabriquée avec les meilleurs.
You couldn't just bring your ordinary something.
Vous ne pouvez jamais amener juste quelque chose.
If you are coming to present something back to the Lord,
si vous venez offrir quelque chose au Seigneur,
in appreciation of what he had done for you,
quelque chose pour apprécier ce qu'il a
fait pour
vous,
bring the finest of your wheat.
Vous amenez la fleur de farine.
Friends, that really speaks a lot.
Cela
if you want the real blessing in your life,
si vous voulez une bénédiction dans votre vie,
give him the choice parts of your life.
Donnez-lui la meilleure partie de votre
give him the best time of the day.
Donnez-lui le meilleur moment de la
give
journée.
Him the best years of your life.
Donnez-lui les meilleures années de votre vie.
You know, the prophet speaks of his brother Howard.
Le prophète parle de son frère
Howard. Spoken of it many times.
Et il en parle plusieurs fois.
The prophet says he was called to be a minister.
Le prophète dit qu'il a été appelé d'être un ministre.
But his friends held him back.
Mais ses amis les retinrent.
And he spoiled his life.
Et ils ont ruiné sa vie.
And then maybe later on in his life, and
plus tard, peut-être dans sa vie,
he wanted to set his things right.
Il a voulu mettre les choses
I think that's
en
the saddest thing, friends.
Mais c'était la chose la
what
plus
a regret!
Triste. Quel regret!
That when the Lord gave you opportunity in your youth,
que quand le Seigneur te donne l'opportunité dans
to
ta
serve
jeunesse,
with vigor.
De lui donner
to be a
vigueur,
living sacrifice.
De lui donner un sacrifice vivant.
When there's still power
quand il y a encore de la puissance
in your mortal frame.
Dans votre vie mortelle.
When you're not tied down by earthly ties that bind.
Quand vous n'êtes pas encore lié aux choses du monde.
But you offer yourself in the days of your youth.
Vous vous offrez vous-même au jour de votre
jeunesse. So many of the people that are a testimony.
Plusieurs personnes qui ont eu des témoignages.
That's the basis of their testimony.
C'est la base de leur témoignage.
The prophet says more than 80%.
Le prophète dit plus de
80%. Of those who remain faithful to the Lord.
De ceux qui sont restés fidèles au Seigneur.
Become believers before the age of 20.
Ils sont devenus croyants avant 20 ans.
Because the Lord wants to get you in the days of your youth.
Parce que le Seigneur veut t'avoir au jour de ta
jeunesse. He says before you make the big decisions of life.
Il dit avant que tu fasses prennes les grandes
Because
décisions.
Because it's not easy to serve the Lord if you married the wrong person.
Parce que c'est pas facile de servir le Seigneur si tu as marié la
Because there's a big target for the devil to aim at.
Parce que tu deviens une bonne cible pour le diable.
There's a constant something that's going to pull you the other direction when you're trying to pull the way of the Lord.
Il y aura quelque chose qui va constamment te tirer dans la direction opposée.
But when you can give yourself completely over to him.
Mais quand tu peux te donner complètement à lui.
Before you make the big decisions of your life.
Avant de prendre les grandes décisions de ta
before
vie.
You choose your career.
Avant de choisir ta carrière.
Let him lead you in choosing your career.
Il va t'aider dans les choix
Otherwise
de ta
you
carrière.
Can get yourself so involved in the complications of life.
Avant que tu sois tu t'ancres dans les complications de la
that
vie.
That when the desire comes upon you because you at a certain time that you want to serve the Lord.
Quand le désir vient dans ta vie au moment que tu veux servir
more
le
fully,
Seigneur, plusieurs fois,
there's already complications there.
Il y a déjà des complications.
And once some of these decisions are made,
et quand une de ces décisions
especially
sont faites,
about relationships,
spécialement concernant le
and
mariage,
also where you should live and where you should go.
Et là où tu dois habiter, où tu dois aller.
Some people like Lot,
et certaines personnes comme
they look down to the green Jordan Valley.
Il a regardé au pâturage des Jourdains.
And they're going to pitch their tents towards Sodom.
Il est allé placer ses tentes à Sodome.
Be careful.
Soyez prudent.
You regret those kind of decisions.
Vous allez regretter ces genres de
décisions. But sometimes it's not easy to reverse those decisions.
Parfois c'est pas facile de
if you've taken yourself and your whole family and you've moved somewhere.
Si vous prenez toute votre famille, vous allez vous installer
and then there's no worship there.
Et il n'y a pas d'adoration
there's
là-bas.
No place
il y a pas un endroit
for you to bring that meal offering before the Lord.
Pour que tu amènes cette offrande de farine
there's no place for the ministration to the body of Christ.
Il y a pas une opportunité pour servir le corps
it
de
may
Christ.
Have seemed a good idea at the time, but it wasn't a good idea.
Peut-être cela semblait une bonne idée en ce temps-là.
Would it not have
been
better to be led of the Lord?
C'est bien mieux d'être conduit par le Seigneur.
To be like Abraham.
Être comme Abraham.
To stay in the will of God.
De rester dans la volonté
Though
du Seigneur.
Maybe the earthly conditions were not that easy.
Et c'est pas facile.
Living out in tabernacles.
Vivre dans les tabernacles.
Saying we're not looking for a building with foundations.
Nous ne cherchons pas des bâtiments avec des fondements.
Because we're seeking a city whose builder and maker is God.
Parce que nous cherchons une ville dont le bâtisseur
n'est pas le Seigneur. That's what the Lord desires.
C'est cela notre désir.
You to come and present yourself
de venir vous présenter
in the days of your youth.
Au jour de votre jeunesse.
And friends, as many of us here will testify of that.
Il y a plusieurs parmi nous
I gave my life to the Lord when I was 18 years old.
J'ai donné ma vie au Seigneur
and I've
quand
never
j'avais
18 regretted
ans.
It for a day.
Et je n'ai jamais regretté
I've never
cela.
Looked back.
Je n'ai jamais
I've
regardé
never
derrière.
Desired the world again.
Je n'ai jamais voulu
because
le
the Lord is good.
Parce que le Seigneur
Taste
bon.
And see that the Lord is good.
Goûtez, voyez comment le
There's
Seigneur
nothing
bon.
That can satisfy
Il y a rien
like
qui
Jesus.
Peut satisfaire
There's nothing as satisfying as serving Him.
Y a rien de plus satisfaisant
with all
de
your heart.
Servir,
yes, you'll have persecution.
Il y aura bien sûr des
There'll be misunderstanding.
Il y aura des
There'll be heartache.
Il y aura des attaques.
There'll be valleys you've got to go through.
Il y aura des vallées que tu
There's going to be rough places along the way.
Il y aura des endroits durs que tu
but He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Mais il a dit que je vais
I will be with you even in you to the end of
je
the
serai
age.
Avec vous et même en vous
That's
la
a decision you'll never regret.
Cette décision, vous n'allez jamais
because you'll never have a better friend than Jesus.
Vous n'allez jamais avoir un meilleur ami
He's a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
C'est un ami qui est plus proche
When others don't understand you, he understands.
Quand les autres ne nous comprennent pas,
When others can't comfort, he's the comforter.
Quand les autres ne savent réconforter,
When it seems others don't care, he cares. Do you care?
Quand les autres ne prennent pas soin, lui prend soin.
And especially in the darkest times.
Et spécialement au moment les plus sombres.
That's when he's the most precious.
C'est là qu'il a.
Like the song says, the anchor holds within the veil.
Comme la chanson dit, c'est l'ancre qui
In
tient.
In those difficult times of life.
Dans ces moments difficiles.
That's
de la
when
vie.
He proved his love to
c'est
me.
C'est là qu'il démontre son amour.
And the anchor holds though the ship is battered.
Et l'ancre tient pendant.
It's a decision you'll never regret.
C'est une décision que tu vas
But
jamais.
But the devil wants to come to our young people especially, like he did to Jesus.
Mais le diable veut venir à nos jeunes.
He
gens
offers
comme
them all the
Jésus.
Kingdoms of this world.
Il leur montre tous les
royaumes. He says, "Take these gifts, take these abilities that God has given to you."
Il dit, prenez toutes ces capacités que Dieu vous a
Take your resources.
Prenez vos ressources.
Use them in my kingdom.
Utilisez-les dans mon royaume.
Bow down and worship me. And I'll give you the kingdoms of the world.
Je vais vous donner les royaumes du monde.
And it's very tempting.
Et cela est très tentant.
To the unregenerate.
Pour celui qui
to
n'est
people
pas
that are not born again.
Pour les gens qui ne sont
it's
pas
a
nés
very
de nouveau.
Tempting offer, friend.
C'est quelque chose de qui tente.
Because he'll give you riches.
Parce qu'il va vous donner
he'll
les
give
richesses.
You honor.
Il va vous donner
he'll give you a great name.
Il va vous donner un grand nom.
And then there's a payback time.
Et il y aura un temps pour payer
and those cela. Are riches that increase with sorrow.
Et ce sont des richesses qui viennent avec des douleurs.
And like I've said many times, you find those Hollywood stars, how many of them?
Comme j'ai dit plusieurs fois, ces vedettes d'Hollywood.
Die because of an overdose of antidepressants.
Ils meurent de parce qu'ils se droguent, de parce qu'ils ont.
Because it's a mirage. He's offering you something that he can't give.
Parce que c'est un mirage. Il vous donne quelque chose qu'il peut
the
pas vous donner.
The only true satisfaction.
Et c'est pas la bonne satisfaction.
Is what Christ can give.
Que c'est que
when
Christ
you lay yourself upon the altar.
Quand vous vous placez à l'autel.
And he accepts that offering.
Et qu'il accepte l'offrande.
And the Holy Ghost comes inside of your soul.
Et le Saint-Esprit vient, il adoucit votre âme.
Your days of thirsting for the world are over.
Ceux qui ont soif de
because only Jesus can satisfy.
Parce que c'est seulement Jésus
the
qui
thirsting soul.
Satisfait.
We may try to quench that thirst with earthly things.
Nous pouvons essayer d'étancher cette soif avec les choses du monde.
But friends, it doesn't last.
Mais cela ne demeure pas.
You may
cela
go to the
pas.
Party on New Year's and
vous pouvez aller aux fêtes de nouvelles, hein?
Go to Belshazzar's drunken feast.
Aller dans ces maisons de boissons.
And you wake up the next day.
Et vous réveillez le jour suivant.
And what's left behind?
Et qu'est-ce qui est resté?
It's not long lasting.
Yeah,
but you do something for the Lord.
Mais faites quelque
and
chose
let
pour
it come
Seigneur.
Up as a memorial before the Lord.
Et que cela soit
and see how that lingering fragrance of His presence.
Et voyez comment cela
of His goodness lingers in your experience for days. To
comment sa douceur va demeurer dans ta
that
présence,
sweetness
ton
of fellowship with Christ.
Cette douceur de la communion
that
avec Christ.
Sweetness of that fragrance of the lily of the
cette
valley.
Douceur de la de bonne odeur du Seigneur.
It's something that when you associate with it, it leaves that same influence upon you.
C'est quelque chose qui laisse une influence sur vous.
It's a refreshing.
C'est un rafraîchissement.
It's a blessedness.
C'est une bénédiction.
That's why it's good to serve Him in the days of our youth.
C'est bien de le servir au jour de
but
votre
it's
jeunesse.
Got to be a willing offering.
Mais cela doit être une offrande volontaire.
It says it's got to be fine flour.
Cela doit être une fleur de farine.
So they would bring their flour.
Ils vont amener leur fleur.
Made of their wheat. Could be barley, but mainly wheat.
Fait de blé.
And the Lord said, bring your wheat.
Et le Seigneur dit, amenez votre blé.
Why did he want fine flour?
Pourquoi veut-il la fleur de farine?
That was the staff of life.
C'était cela qui avait
in
la
those
vie.
Days, that was their bread.
Dans ces jours-là, c'était leur
that
pain.
Was the foundation of their existence, was their bread.
C'était le fondement de leur existence, leur pain.
This was the real source
c'était la
of their strength.
De leur force.
The source of their the fruitfulness in their labor was their bread.
La source de leur productivité,
so the Lord said, bring of your wheat.
Il dit, apportez votre blé.
I've ministered the blessing to you.
Je vous ai donné des
I've ministered resources to you.
J'ai pourvu à des ressources
I've
pour
ministered
vous.
Fruitfulness in your field.
J'ai pourvu à la productivité dans votre
the
champ.
Early and the latter rain upon your crop.
La première et la dernière pluie sur
the
vos
the blessing
moissons.
In the time of harvest.
Les bénédictions au temps de la moisson.
I've given you a fruitful harvest.
Je vous ai donné une moisson abondante.
Of that most important thing.
Mais la chose la plus importante.
Now show you appreciation.
Je veux que vous l'appréciez.
Bring a portion back to me.
Amenez une portion chez moi.
And come and bring it to my house.
Amenez-le dans ma maison.
And they would bring that wheat, they would grind it first of all.
Il devait le moudre d'abord.
It had to be fine flour.
Il devait être la fleur
like
de farine.
The prophet says, that certain bird that they use, that grinding.
Les prophètes disent cette meule qu'ils utilisaient pour
and then they would sieve it, sift it.
Et ils allaient les tamiser.
To make sure everything that was offered to the Lord, every piece was of the same consistency.
Pour se rassurer que chaque petite partie était moulue de la même manière.
Friends, he's looking for consistency.
Il cherche quelque chose
in the offerings that we give.
Tout ce que nous donnons,
let it be a consistency in our worship.
Que cela soit quelque chose de
consistant. Not I feel like worshiping this week, next week I don't want to go to church anymore.
Je sens comme si je peux adorer cette semaine, la semaine prochaine je ne sens pas.
We want to worship on a Sunday, Monday. Ah, I don't feel like worshiping the Lord.
Je sens comme si je ne dois pas adorer.
Jesus was the finest of the wheat.
Le Seigneur Jésus était la fleur de farine.
He was sifted.
Il a été tamisé.
Remember, Jesus said to Peter. Simon, Simon,
Simon, Simon,
Satan has desired you
Satan t'a
to sift you as wheat.
Pour te cribler comme du blé.
But I've prayed for you.
Mais j'ai prié pour toi.
And when you are converted, strengthen your brethren.
Quand tu seras converti, affermis tes frères.
What does sifting do?
Qu'est-ce que le criblage fait?
It takes out the husks.
Il fait sortir la balle.
It takes out the rough pieces.
Il enlève les pièces dures.
And it leaves you with fine flour.
Et te laisse la fleur de.
Now Jesus was just pure fine flour.
Jésus était la pure fleur de.
No matter how he was tested.
Peu importe combien il était testé.
There was nothing rough or coarse in him.
Il y avait rien de dur en lui.
He was tempted by the devil.
Il a été tenté par le diable.
Tempted by money, woman, and popularity.
Tenté par la femme, les femmes, l'argent et la popularité.
There was nothing in him to respond.
Il n'y avait rien en lui pour répondre.
He was the finest of the wheat.
Il était la meilleure.
There was nothing coarse, nothing impure, nothing rough in him.
Il n'y avait rien d'impur, rien de maudit, rien de dur en lui.
That's why it's different with us.
C'est la différence avec nous.
He's got to sift us.
Il va nous cribler.
And friends, the more he sifts us, the more pure we become.
Des morts, il nous crie. Le plus il nous crible,
the
plus
more acceptable our offering is before him.
Plus nous devenons acceptables devant lui.
That's why trials and temptations.
C'est pourquoi les épreuves et les tentations.
Sometimes he allows the devil to sift us as well.
Parfois il permet au diable de nous cribler.
But it's for our good.
C'est pour notre bien.
Because the sifting is to get out that part that's not the real wheat.
Parce que le criblage est important pour enlever tout ce qui n'est
he
pas la
vraie blé.
He has
to sift us as a church.
Il nous
has to sift us as individuals.
Comme des individus aussi.
It's not a nice process when you're going through it.
C'est pas quelque chose de plaisant quand
but afterwards it yields the peaceable fruits of righteousness.
C'est seulement pour enlever ces petites pièces.
Because you look in your experience.
Parce que vous regardez à votre
and there's far less
vous
of that which is not like Christ.
Vous voyez qu'il y a de moins en moins de
the more he sifts us,
plus
the more we become the word.
Plus nous devenons la parole.
Because Jesus, the finest of the wheat, is the fullness of the
parce
word.
Que Jésus Christ, la meilleure des fleurs
so separating de everything out of you except for the word.
Il enlève toutes ces choses en nous qui n'est pas la parole.
But it says that this fine flour had to be mingled with oil.
Il dit cette fleur de farine devait être
and oil is the Holy Ghost.
L'huile c'est le Saint-Esprit.
So you mingled the flour, you mixed it first.
Vous la malaxez.
Then you made a cake.
Et alors il y a
then you brought it.
Et vous l'amenez.
Then you poured oil upon it.
Et vous déversez de l'huile dessus.
You see, the Pentecostals have got it wrong, friends.
Il dit les Pentecôtistes
ont all they're worrying about is the pouring of the oil.
Tout ce dont ils ont besoin c'est le versement.
But the Lord says you must be fine wheat first.
Le prophète dit vous devez d'abord être la fleur de.
And your whole life must be mingled with oil.
Et toute votre vie doit être.
It's not just the Holy Ghost when you come to worship on a Sunday and the Lord pauses the Spirit upon you.
C'est pas seulement quand vous venez adorer le dimanche que le Seigneur déverse de l'huile.
Or when you stand to minister for the Lord.
Ou quand vous vous tenez pour adorer.
He wants your life to be mingled with the oil.
Il veut que votre vie soit mixée.
He wants a real worship from Monday to Saturday.
Il veut une vraie adoration de lundi à dimanche.
Not just a Sunday kind of a worship.
Et quel genre de il veut pas seulement l'adoration.
There's
de
no
dimanche.
Consistency in that kind of an offering.
Il y a pas de constance dans ce genre
he
d'offrande.
He says mingle the fine flour with oil first.
Mélangez cette offrande avec de l'huile
then
d'abord.
Pour out the oil upon it.
Alors mélangez mettez de l'huile
and dessus. Right from his birth.
Et dès sa naissance,
how was Jesus born?
Comment Jésus était-il né?
The virgin was told, the power of the Most High shall overshadow you.
La puissance du Très-Haut va te couvrir.
And that holy thing that shall be born of you
et cette chose sainte qui va naître
shall
de
be
toi
called the Son of God.
Sera appelé Fils de Dieu.
Friends, don't ever believe the people who try to say that Jesus was just a man.
Ne croyez pas aux gens qui disent que Jésus
until
était
the Jordan
non.
River. Be careful.
Jusqu'au Jourdain.
That's a false
prudent.
Doctrine, friends.
C'est une fausse doctrine.
He was that holy thing from his mother's womb.
Il était cette chose sainte depuis la
his life was mingled with the oil even before the oil was poured on him.
Sa vie était mélangée d'huile avant même que l'huile
his vienne. Whole essence was the divine nature.
Son essence même était la
even at 12 years old.
À 12 ans,
do you not know I must be about my father's
ne
business?
Savez-vous pas que je dois faire la volonté
friends,
de mon
that's
père.
Not a natural thing.
C'est pas une chose naturelle.
He was the Son of God.
Il était le Fils de
others,
Dieu.
Others, we are sons of God.
Nous sommes des fils de Dieu.
Adam was a son of God.
Adam was,
but Jesus was the
un
son
fils
of
de
God.
Dieu, mais Jésus était le
Jesus
fils de
was
Dieu.
God as a man.
Jésus était Dieu homme.
Adam was God in a man.
Adam, c'était Dieu dans
there's
l'homme.
A difference there.
Il y a une différence.
Adam wasn't God. Adam could never accept worship.
Adam ne pouvait pas recevoir
l'adoration. But Jesus could accept worship.
Mais Jésus pouvait recevoir l'adoration.
If people brought gold and frankincense and myrrh and laid it before
quand
Adam, he would have said like Peter,
lui,
don't worship me, I myself am a man like you.
Il ne pouvait pas dire que je suis un homme comme vous.
But Jesus, as an infant, they could bring their worship to him.
Mais Jésus, en tant que homme, on pouvait
they could bring the finest of their gifts, appropriate gifts.
Il pouvait lui amener les meilleurs
and
de
it
leurs
so
dons
blessed
prier.
God.
Et cela a béni
it was such a memorial that he put it in his word.
L'a placé dans sa
speaking
parole.
Of those wise men.
Parlant de ces sages,
that's a false doctrine, that one.
C'était
and it's going around in the message that Jesus was
message,
just a man until the Jordan River.
Jésus était seulement un homme
that's a lie.
Jourdain, c'est un mensonge.
He was a man, but he was the God-man.
Il était un homme, mais Dieu
he was Emmanuel, God with us.
Il était Emmanuel, Dieu avec nous.
He was the virgin-born Son of God.
Il était le fils de Dieu, né
he
de
was
la Vierge.
The perfect man.
Il était l'homme parfait.
He was the Lamb of God born.
Il était l'agneau de Dieu né.
To take away the sins of the world.
Pour ôter les péchés du monde.
That's why he could suffer things that no other man could
c'est
suffer.
Pourquoi il pouvait endurer les choses qu'une autre personne ne pouvait
he was
endurer.
The perfect man.
Il était l'homme parfait.
He was perfect fine flour.
Il était la parfaite fleur
mingled with oil right from his mother's womb.
Mélangé avec de l'huile dès les seins.
Yes, then he had to go to the Jordan at age 30.
À 30 ans, il devait aller au Jourdain.
Because you had to bring the cake and then pour oil upon it.
Parce que vous devez amener le gâteau et déverser
and then you put it in the fire.
Et le placer au feu.
Straight from the Jordan, Jesus went to be tempted of the devil.
Du Jourdain, Jésus alla directement au désert pour être tenté.
Fiery trials.
L'épreuve.
And he was tried for those 3.5 years.
Il a été tenté pendant ces
and the testimony at the end of it all.
Et à la fin,
this is my beloved son.
Et le Père a dit,
in whom I'm
fils
well
bien-aimé.
Pleased. What a sweet fragrance his life was.
Quelle bonne odeur cela était.
He's the real meal offering, friends.
Il est la vraie offrande de
that is what the Word produces.
C'est ce que la parole produit.
Because he was born of the Word. He was the Word made flesh.
Parce qu'il était né de la parole, il était la parole faite chair.
And friends, when the Word is made flesh in us,
et quand la parole est faite chair en nous,
we are the finest of the wheat as well.
Nous sommes la meilleure des
but there's got to be some sifting.
Mais il doit y avoir du
there's got to be some purging of the leaven.
Il doit y avoir de la purification du leaven.
And the more that we purge ourselves,
et plus nous nous purgeons,
the more acceptable this offering becomes.
Plus l'offrande devient
that when we present our gifts before the Lord,
et quand nous présentons nos dons devant le Seigneur,
the blessing of the Lord can come down upon them more and more.
La bénédiction du Seigneur peut descendre sur nous.
The oil, we know that what it was.
Nous savons
is
ce
the
que
Holy Ghost, another prophet tells
esprit.
Us. The frankincense.
L'encens.
It says you would take the cake.
Il dit vous prendrez le gâteau.
Now, think of how it was done.
Pensez comment
this
cela
really
a été
does
fait.
Have bearing on us.
Comment cela a été fait.
You would bring
tu amènes
the finest of the wheat, a portion of your harvest.
La fleur de farine, une portion de
grind it, sift it, bring the fine wheat.
Moulu, criblé,
the fine flour.
La fleur de farine.
You would bring it to the priesthood.
Vous l'amenez au sacrificateur.
They would take a portion of that.
Ils vont prendre une portion de cela.
Mingle it with oil.
Mélanger avec de l'huile.
Put it on the altar.
Placer sur
l'autel. Pour all of the frankincense on it.
Placer, verser de l'encens.
And that would come up as a sweet savor before the Lord.
Et cela va monter comme une saveur.
Then the remainder of this which you've brought becomes the property of the priest.
De ce qui est amené devient la propriété du sacrificateur.
You don't get any of it.
Vous n'allez rien.
The person who's offering is bringing a gift.
La personne qui offre amène un don.
It's for God.
C'est pour Dieu.
And the priesthood.
Et la sacrificature.
And we are holy priesthood.
Et nous sommes la
sacrificature. So every gift should be used to bless the Lord.
Et chaque don devait être
and to edify the body of Christ.
Pour édifier le corps de Christ.
There should be no portion used for yourself.
Il n'y aura pas y avoir des portions
no gift should be used for the glory of any man.
Aucun don ne peut être utilisé pour la gloire de quiconque.
Gifts are not for us, friends.
Les dons ne sont pas pour nous.
Gifts are for the body.
Ils sont pour le corps.
And gifts are for the Lord.
Ils sont pour le Seigneur.
What we present,
ce que nous présentons,
we're not bringing it for ourselves.
Nous ne l'amenons pas pour nous-mêmes.
There was nothing that the offerer partook of that gift that they presented.
L'adorateur ne prenait rien de l'offrande.
But they did partake.
Mais ils prenaient
part. You know what they partook of?
Vous savez,
the blessing of the Most High.
Ils prenaient part à la bénédiction.
They would go from there if they've offered the writer with such a blessing in their soul.
Ils allaient, c'était une telle bénédiction dans leur.
Because when the Lord smells that fragrance, friends, a blessing's going to come
parce
down.
Parce que quand le Seigneur sent cette odeur, la bénédiction.
The prophet says the frankincense.
Le prophète dit l'encens.
Is the offering of service to Jehovah.
C'est l'offrande du service à Jéhovah.
And notice when the fragrance would go up.
C'est pas seulement que l'odeur va monter.
It's when the frankincense was put in the fire.
C'est quand l'encens était placé dans le feu.
The sweetest offering to the Lord.
L'offrande la plus
douce. Is your service in the midst of trial.
C'est votre service au milieu des épreuves.
It's trial, it's persecution.
C'est les épreuves, les
persécutions. When the going is tough.
Et quand cela devient dur.
And you come and you bring this offering to the Lord.
Et vous amenez cette offrande.
You bring the service of Jehovah.
Vous amenez ça au service
de Jehovah. In the midst of the fire.
Quand vous êtes au milieu des
fiery temptations.
Les feux de tentation.
Friends, that's so pleasing to the Lord.
Cela est si plaisant au Seigneur.
It's easy to bring an offering.
C'est facile d'amener une
offrande. When all is going well.
Quand tout marche.
But the real offering that gets the full blessing.
Mais l'offrande qui obtient la pleine bénédiction.
It's when there's a sacrifice involved in it.
C'est quand il y a un sacrifice.
When everybody else is dry.
Quand tout le monde est sec.
But you say I'm not going to give in to the prevailing conditions.
Mais vous allez dire je ne vais pas donner quand les choses
when
sont
when people are looking evil against you.
Quand les gens vous
you
disent
say, that's
mal
not going to affect
vous,
my worship.
Cela ne peut pas
when there's persecution on the job.
Dans le travail,
persecution in the family.
Dans la famille.
Troubles in the home.
Les troubles dans la maison.
Sickness in your body.
La maladie dans le corps.
And you still bring the frankincense.
Vous amenez de l'encens.
You still bring the fine flour.
Vous continuez à amener l'offrande de farine mélangée avec
l'huile. And the frankincense is offered in the midst of the fire.
Et l'encens est offert au milieu du feu.
Friends, that makes such a strong odor.
Cela donne
such
une bonne
a strong
odeur.
Fragrance comes before the Lord.
Une forte odeur devant le Seigneur.
That brings the fullness of the blessing.
Cela amène la pleine bénédiction.
So in this offering there was the Lord's portion.
Dans cette offrande, il y avait la portion du Seigneur.
And there was the portion for the priesthood.
Et il y avait la portion pour les
and like I said, the priesthood, we are called to be a kingdom of priests.
Et comme je dis, nous sommes appelés à être un royaume
we don't believe in prosperity preaching the way they preach it, friends.
Nous ne croyons pas à la prospérité comme on le prêche.
Modern day prosperity preaching.
La prospérité,
if you want to be blessed
jours,
and you poor,
vous êtes
take
béni,
all you've got.
Vous les pauvres, prenez tout ce que
give
vous
it
avez,
to the rich evangelist.
Donnez-le à l'évangéliste riche.
That's a lie.
C'est un mensonge.
That's not how it was in the Bible.
C'était pas comme cela dans la Bible.
If you want the blessing,
si vous voulez la bénédiction,
offer it to the Lord.
Donnez au Seigneur.
And minister to the body.
Et rendez un service au corps.
The widow's mites.
Comme
she was putting it in the treasury of the house of the Lord.
Elle plaçait cela dans le trésor de
la it was unto the edification of the house of the Lord, and we are the house of the Lord.
C'était dans l'édification de la maison du Seigneur.
Use your gifts to the edification of the body.
Utilisez vos dons pour l'édification du
don't
corps.
Give it to one man.
Ne le donne pas à un homme.
Like that. That's honest. I don't understand that, friends.
C'est ce que je
the
ne
man's
comprends
got a Learjet.
Des gens qui ont des avions.
He earns 100 million a year.
$100 million par année.
I've been guilty of that before.
Dieu me pardonne parce que j'ai été coupable de cela avant.
100 million a year.
Il gagne 100 millions de dollars.
The man
l'année.
Stays in 5-star hotels.
Il habite dans les hôtels 5
they traced one of the evangelists where he went on holiday in Italy.
On a vu un évangéliste qui est allé en
he stayed in a 5-star hotel. They showed the room with an Olympic-sized swimming pool in the room.
Il habitait dans un hôtel et avait une piscine dans la chambre.
He wears suits.
Il porte des costumes.
With almost his priest collar.
Avec sa
and they embroidered with his logo.
Pastoral.
Pure gold thread.
Avec de l'or pur comme des boutons.
From the finest tailor in London.
Du meilleur couturier de Londres.
Who makes suits for the Sultan of Brunei and all these rich people in the earth.
Il coud les habits pour ces plus grands riches du monde.
Friends, I'm so glad God sent us a prophet.
Je suis si content
that he got in the pulpit once and his jacket didn't match his trousers.
Qui allait à la chair avec son
and costume he came once in his battered pickup truck.
Et il rentrait avec ses
and it was a stumbling block to the Pentecostals.
Il est allé chez les Pentecostals.
Because Jesus only had one coat.
Parce que Jésus avait
and he had no place to lay his head. Doesn't mean God can't bless. But minister to his body.
Mais quand Jésus,
first to the Lord.
D'abord au Seigneur,
then to the priesthood.
D'abord au Seigneur,
use your gifts to edify his body. Yes, you must pay your tithes.
C'est vrai que vous devez payer vos
friends, dîmes. Sometimes things get tough.
Parfois les
choses in the church financially, the Lord's never let us down, but it gets tough.
Parfois les choses deviennent difficiles.
Because there's a lot of needs that we minister to.
Parce qu'il y a beaucoup de besoins auxquels nous devons
be faithful, pouvoir. Yes, in those things. But I'm not speaking many finances today.
Soyez
I'm speaking of the
choses.
Gift that God has
je
given.
Je ne parle pas des finances. Je parle
I'm speaking of that
offering.
Money is but a small portion of that.
Je dis amener une petite portion de
and
cela.
Money is by far the least important of those things.
le plus important.
Because what good is it you give your tithes but you don't give yourself to the Lord?
C'est pas d'importance si tu payes tes dîmes.
What good to give your tithes if you've got a gift, a precious something inside of you that you're not putting on the altar to the service of the Lord?
Tu donnes des dîmes mais tu as quelque chose de précieux que Dieu a placé en toi.
We need to get things the right way around.
Nous devons placer ces choses.
Bring yourself.
Donnez-vous vous-même.
You are the temple of the Holy
Ghost. Vous êtes le temple du Saint-Esprit.
You let God minister through you.
Dieu se sert de
That's
toi.
That's the most important offering that you can bring.
C'est l'offrande la plus importante.
And you're bringing it to the Lord. You're not bringing it to the filthy rich evangelist.
Amenez-le au Seigneur, pas à ce gourmand d'évangéliste.
The widow with her mites.
Vous
she was giving it to the temple.
Cette petite femme, elle amenait c'est ça au temple.
To the ministration.
Au ministre.
Of God's people, of His house.
Pour servir au
Sister Hattie Wright.
Dans sa maison. Hattie
Wright. I'm sure she paid her tithes.
C'est vrai qu'elle a payé ses dîmes.
But she wanted to give an offering to the Branham Tabernacle Building Fund.
Elle voulait donner une offrande pour la construction du Branham Tabernacle.
She wasn't sending it away to some rich evangelist.
Elle n'envoyait pas cela à un évangéliste.
She wanted to support the local work that was there.
Elle voulait supporter l'œuvre locale.
She felt part of the body.
Elle se sentait partie.
And there was a need in the body.
Et il y avait un besoin dans le.
So at great cost to herself, great sacrifice.
Et combien cela l'a coûté de donner ce
sacrifice? She pledged $50 to the building fund.
Elle a donné $50 pour la construction.
She only earned $250 a year.
Et gagnait seulement on 200, her farm, 250 toute l'année.
Digging in those fields.
Elle travaillait dans les champs.
But she was willing to bring $50.
Mais elle voulait donner $50.
20% of her. Entire earnings for the year.
20% de ce qu'elle gagnait toute l'année.
Let's say you earn $3,000 a month.
Toi, tu gagnes $300.
$36,000 a year.
Et peut-être 600,
for you to compare with what she had pledged.
Pour te comparer à ce qu'elle
you would have
donné,
to bring over 7,000 euros.
Tu dois amener à peu près 7,
imagine if you're a poor person.
Si tu es une personne
and you're just getting by.
Et si tu, pourquoi ne pas continuer?
Then the church says we want to build.
Et pour l'église que nous voulons construire.
And you feel moved in yourself.
Et vous sentez que vous
because
vous
in your nature you find flour.
Parce que c'est la fleur
and
de
you
farine.
Mingled with oil.
Et mélangé avec de l'huile.
And you want to sacrifice something to show your appreciation for what the Lord has
et vous voulez sacrifier quelque chose pour montrer ton appréciation pour
and then you come now to Brother Virgus and you say, brother,
et tu viens au
frère I want Virgus to pledge 7,000 euros to the building fund.
Je vais yeah. payer 7,000 euros pour la construction.
God paid attention.
Dieu tient compte de cela.
That came up before the Lord, friends, big time.
Et si tu viens devant le Seigneur.
It's like in the Bible, there's Barnabas, the son of consolation.
C'est comme la Bible dit, les
friends,
de consolation.
The disciples changed his name. They called him Barnabas.
Les disciples
the son of
son
consolation
nom.
Because he saw living and he came and laid at the apostles' feet
le fils de la
to be used to the ministration of the Lord.
Il a placé tout ce qu'elle avait aux pieds des apôtres
and God
pour
put
le
it in his word.
Et Dieu a tenu sa parole.
And God pays attention to these things.
Dieu tient attention.
Brother Branham told us Sister Hattie no. Well, the trustee said,
no,
we're not going to accept 50.
Nous n'allons pas accepter 50.
Because the law of the Lord,
parce que la loi du
you
Seigneur,
should never put yourself in debt
il dit, ne vous endettez pas
for the things of God.
Pour les choses de Dieu.
God's not asking you to give beyond your means. Don't do
ne
that.
Donnez pas au-delà de vos moyens.
The people had to bring of their harvest, a portion of their harvest.
Les gens devaient amener une portion de leur moisson.
But you would bring and you'd give it to the Lord, a portion.
Vous venez, vous le
and the trustee said, no, we'll only accept $20.
Il dit, nous acceptons seulement
$20. The prophet had it in his pocket. Sister Mita gave him for egg. Says, I'm going to go and give it back to her.
Le prophète avait quelque chose dans la poche, dit, je vais
and the Lord told him, don't do that.
Le Seigneur dit, ne faites pas cela.
I have something for her down
j'ai
the way.
Quelque chose pour elle sur
and
le
it was
chemin.
The first time that the third pool
c'est la première fois que le troisième pool
was experienced by a person.
A été expérimenté par une personne.
And Brother says, see who God chose.
Et le prophète dit, voyez qui Dieu a
friends,
choisi.
She was fine flour.
Parce qu'elle était une fleur de farine mélangée avec de l'huile.
She believed the message.
Elle croyait
she
le
said,
message.
That's nothing but the truth.
Il dit, cela n'est rien
her offering was mingled with fire.
L'offrande était mélangée
her husband had died just a few years before.
Son mari était mort
sometimes
il y a
the prophet
années.
Says he was a drunk, although they called him brother because he was baptized.
Parce que plusieurs fois avant
he
elle
died when the tractor rolled over him.
Elle a eu un accident.
He says, and her children were going astray.
Et les enfants rétrogradés.
In those teenage years,
dans leur adolescence,
but her heart
mais son cœur,
was off the things of the world.
Elle était loin des choses du monde.
And she wanted to be part of what God was doing.
Elle voulait être partie de ce que Dieu faisait.
That became a memorial before the Lord.
Cela est devenu un mémorial devant le
and
Seigneur.
When that came up before the Lord, it moved his heart.
Et cela a bougé le cœur de Dieu.
And God blessed her.
Et Dieu l'a bénie.
With such a blessing.
C'est une grande bénédiction.
Beyond the expectation, an eternal blessing.
C'est au-delà de l'expectation.
The salvation of the two boys.
L'une est bénédiction éternelle de celle de ses deux enfants.
What a test, and that's an example God gave us in
quel
this
témoignage que Dieu nous a donné.
You know, when those wise men came to the Lord Jesus Christ,
quand ces mages sont venus auprès
they presented their gifts
ils ont présenté un don
before the Lord.
Devant le Seigneur.
You know, every gift is supposed to be presented before the Lord.
Chaque don est censé être présenté devant le Seigneur.
That's why Elvis Presley, all these musicians, had a lot of trouble on the day of judgment.
C'est pourquoi Elvis Presley.
Because God has ministered gifts to them.
Ils auront des problèmes parce que Dieu leur
but
a donné un don.
But they've never presented the gifts to the Lord.
Ils ne l'ont jamais donné à Dieu.
Every gift should be presented to the Lord.
Chaque don doit être amené.
The wise men came with their gold and their frankincense and their myrrh.
Les mages ont amené la myrrhe, l'or et l'encens.
It came up as a memorial before Jehovah. He put it in His word.
Cela est devenu devant comme un mémorial.
Because there was sacrifice.
Parce qu'ils avaient.
Because they traveled at the risk of their own lives.
Parce qu'ils ont voyagé au risque de leur propre vie.
Because there was perseverance.
Parce qu'il y avait de la persévérance.
When they went into Jerusalem and the different things that took place.
Quand ils sont allés à Jérusalem et les choses qui se sont produites.
But friends, they were fine flour.
Mais c'était leur fleur de farine.
They weren't going to be deterred.
Et il ne sera jamais
deterré. They were determined to find him.
Ils étaient déterminés à le
so
trouver.
So that they could take their gifts.
Ils avaient pris leurs dons.
And friends, the gifts they brought was the finest that they could bring.
Les dons qu'ils avaient amenés étaient les meilleurs qu'ils pouvaient
trouver. In the Bible, when you offered frankincense, it had to be pure frankincense.
Dans la Bible, l'encens devait être le pur encens.
That was a costly offering before the Lord.
C'était une offrande chère devant
There was great sacrifice.
C'était des grands sacrifices.
There was cost in what they were doing.
C'était très cher ce qu'ils faisaient.
And that's why God watched over them very carefully.
C'est pourquoi Dieu a veillé sur eux très
prudemment. Because they brought these appropriate gifts.
Parce qu'ils avaient apporté des dons appropriés.
And offered them to the Lord.
Et les offrir au Seigneur.
And they testified.
Et ils ont témoigné.
And bore witness and record.
Ils ont porté témoignage
of who he was in that day.
De ce qu'il était en ce jour.
That's why the gifts we had.
C'est pourquoi les jours
they could never have operated when we were in the Pentecostal church.
Ne pouvaient pas opérer quand nous étions chez les pentecôtistes.
Because the anointing wasn't right.
Parce que l'onction n'était pas bonne.
It needed the anointing of the eagle.
Cela désirait une onction
to come upon our gifts.
Pour venir sur
because the gifts he's given us to identify him in this day.
Parce que les dons nous est donné pour l'identifier en ce jour.
That's why if you allow that anointing to come on your gift.
C'est pourquoi nous qui sommes ouverts de
ça. It'll bring forth something that identifies him in this day.
Cela va produire quelque chose qui va l'identifier
It'll
ce
bring
jour.
Forth songs
cela va
that identify him.
Produire des chants
It'll
pour
bring forth the testimony
cela va produire des
of Jesus Christ the same yesterday,
Jésus
today, and
Christ
forever.
Le même hier, aujourd'hui et pour toujours.
It's got to bring forth. You've got to present these gifts before the Lord.
Nous allons présenter ces dons devant le
But
Seigneur.
Every one of these offerings, friends, is a voluntary offering.
Chacune de ces offrandes est une offrande
It's got to be an offering from the soul, from the heart.
Cela doit être une offrande venant
you
du
have
cœur,
to desire to present this gift.
Vous devez être désiré de donner ces dons.
Seems like people are a bit sleepy today. I'm
C'est
sorry.
Comme si les gens dorment aujourd'hui.
Maybe I should have chosen another topic.
Peut-être que j'aurais dû choisir un autre sujet.
Maybe it's the new year, too much turkey.
Peut-être que c'est le nouvel an, les gens mangeaient beaucoup de dindons.
Whatever that it is, but friends, it's important.
Ceci est important.
I want to be a meal offering.
Je veux être une offrande.
I want to offer a meal offering to the Lord this
Je
year.
Je veux donner une offrande
I want
de
my offering to be finer flour than it was last year.
Je veux que mon offrande soit la meilleure farine que
I want it to be mingled
passée.
With pure frankincense.
Je veux que cela soit mélangé avec
that it can be accepted before the Lord.
Et que cela soit accepté
that it can come up
Seigneur.
Before him as a memorial.
Et que cela soit un mémorial
I want my life to be mingled with oil.
Je veux que ma vie soit mixée
a
avec
daily life lived in the Spirit.
Et je veux vivre dans son esprit.
Like Enoch walking with God.
Comme Enoch marchant avec Dieu.
Don't you want that?
Ne voulez-vous pas cela?
That's my heart's desire.
C'est le désir de
and
mon
friends,
cœur.
If even just a tithing of the people here had the same desire,
si,
which I'm sure we do.
Si une poignée de gens avaient le
and
we'd
just
ce
come
désir.
God's provided way
et qu'ils viennent selon
and bring these
Dieu.
Gifts and present them before
et
the
qu'ils
Lord.
Amènent ces dons et les présentent devant le Seigneur.
See his blessing.
Voyez ses bénédictions.
See how he'll bless us.
Voyez comment il va nous bénir.
See how he'll multiply things.
Voyez comment il va multiplier les choses.
The prophet says we'll be held accountable for our gifts.
Les prophètes disent nous serons tenus
what did you do with the
dons, ce que nous faisons avec les dons.
What God has ministered to you.
Ce que Dieu vous a donné.
The talents, the gifts in you.
Les talents, les dons en vous.
What are you doing with those gifts?
Qu'est-ce que vous faites avec?
Because one day we have to give an account.
Parce qu'un jour nous devrons rendre
we have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
Nous devons nous tenir devant le trône de jugement.
And he's going to test us.
Il va nous tester.
And the wood, hay and the stubble will be burnt away.
Il dit, la paille et les bois seront brûlés.
Those things which we did for the glory of ourselves.
Les choses que nous avons fait pour notre propre
those things which were not done with a pure motive. There'll be no reward.
Les choses qui n'étaient pas faites avec un motif
but the gold and the silver and the precious stone.
Mais il y aura de la récompense dans l'or et l'argent.
That which can stand the fire.
Qui peuvent résister au feu.
That'll gain a reward.
Ils seront récompensés.
And what a great reward that'll be, friends.
Quelle grande récompense
it's
going
to be a great reward.
Ce sera une
but don't forget that your gift is not for yourself.
N'oubliez pas que votre don n'est pas pour vous-même.
The prophet says, I have heard, but now I see.
Le prophète dit, j'ai entendu,
he speaks of Job's gift.
Il parle du don de Job.
He said it was a gift.
Il dit, c'était un don.
It was a gift for the people, not for Job.
C'était pour le peuple, pas pour Job.
But for the people.
Mais pour le
that's what all divine gifts are.
C'est ce que les dons divins sont.
To serve God's people with.
Pour servir le peuple de Dieu.
You've got to feed the priesthood with your gift.
Vous devez nourrir le prêtre avec
first a memorial before God.
D'abord un mémorial devant
then
Dieu.
Use the remainder of what God has ministered to you.
Alors utilisez le reste
and
de
to
ce
the
que Dieu
edification of the priesthood.
À l'édification de la sacrifice.
Of the body of Christ.
Du corps de Christ.
Now it took Samson a long time to realize that principle, friends.
Ça prend beaucoup de longtemps pour
that gifts aren't to be played with.
Les dons que nous jouons
gifts
avec.
Are not to be shown off with.
Les dons ne sont pas pour être
that you pick up the gates of Gaza to show how strong you are.
Pour vous enorgueillir avec, montrer combien vous êtes grand.
You don't play around with gifts like
mais
that.
Pas avec les dons
you get
cela.
Into trouble with what you do with a divine gift.
Vous aurez des problèmes si vous faites cela
but
avec
gifts
les dons.
Are to be presented before the Lord.
Mais les dons doivent être amenés devant Dieu.
That's why you've got to be a burnt offering first yourself.
C'est pourquoi vous devez d'abord être une holocauste.
You've got to be fully consumed on the altar.
Vous devez être complètement brûlé à l'autel.
Dead to your ambition.
Mort à vos ambitions.
Dead to your pride, your thoughts, your reasoning.
À votre orgueil, à vos pensées, à vos
then bring the meal offering and offer it before
alors,
the Lord. It's now from a pure heart,
ça vient maintenant d'un
a pure, pure motive,
des motifs purs,
a pure objective.
Des objectifs purs.
You're not trying to establish a kingdom for yourself.
Vous n'essayez pas d'établir un royaume pour
you're not trying to establish a name in all the earth.
Vous n'essayez pas de bâtir un nom sur la
remember
terre.
Solomon when the Lord said, ask what you will.
Rappelez-vous Salomon quand Dieu lui a demandé
give me wisdom.
Il a demandé la sagesse
that I may minister before your people.
Pour que je puisse servir ton peuple.
And the Lord said, wonderful.
Dit,
because you didn't ask for riches.
Parce que tu n'as pas
you didn't ask for a great name.
Tu n'as pas
you
un grand
didn't
nom.
Ask for the life of your enemies.
Tu n'as pas la
I
vie
will
de tes
give
ennemis.
You wisdom.
Je vais te donner la sagesse,
and I'll give you riches.
Et je te donnerai la richesse.
That's what the Lord does.
C'est ce que le Seigneur
but
fait.
He wants to test our motive
il veut tester nos
and objective many times.
Et nos objectifs
and that's why, friends, when the going gets tough,
et c'est pourquoi, quand les choses sont dures,
you get to know who's who in the zoo.
Vous devez savoir qui est qui.
That's what it is when the going gets tough.
Quand les choses deviennent
difficiles, then you find out where the fine flower is.
Alors vous trouverez là où se trouve la fleur de fleurs.
Then you see who can offer that kind of an offering.
Et vous allez trouver qui peut offrir ces
let's determine this year. No matter what happens,
cette année, peu importe ce
this
qui
is
arrive,
an individual
cela doit être
privilege before the Lord.
Un
I want to bring
pour nous
of the bounty that He has given to me.
Quelque chose de la bonté
I want to bring the finest of the flower.
Je veux amener la meilleure
I want to mingle it with the oil and present it before the Lord.
Je veux le mélanger avec de l'huile
and then I want to feed the priesthood as well.
Et je veux nourrir le
to the edification of his people.
Pour l'édification de son peuple.
So you've got to be a burnt offering first.
Vous devez d'abord être une
now I've read this quote before, I'll read it again.
J'ai lu cette écriture,
from the message, the supernatural.
Du message, le
he says, you see the failings of the church.
Il dit, vous voyez là où l'église est tombée.
Then he speaks of the different churches.
Il parle des différentes
églises. It's failing to abide in the grace of God.
Elle manque de demeurer dans la grâce de Dieu.
So he's saying the problem with us, we're not a continual burnt offering.
Le problème avec nous, c'est que nous ne sommes pas une offrande continuelle.
Tonight you will shout and clap your hands.
Ce soir, vous allez crier et taper les mains.
Dance in the aisles, speak with tongues.
Sauter, parler en
langue. Those are gifts.
Il dit,
but gifts are no good.
Mais les dons ne sont pas bons.
Unless you are abiding in the Shekinah.
À moins que vous demeurez dans la Shekinah.
And friends, there's a price to be paid to abide in the Shekinah.
Il y a un prix à être payé pour habiter dans la
Shekinah. Because leavened bread cannot abide in the Shekinah.
Parce que le pain levé ne demeure pas dans la Shekinah.
It's got to be fine flour.
Il doit y avoir la
It's got to be unleavened bread.
Le pain sans levain.
You've got to be continually purging yourself.
Vous devez vous purifier
When someone offends you, purge yourself of bitterness.
Vous vous purifiez complètement.
Purge yourself of unforgiveness.
Vous purgez de manque de pardon.
That we may be a pure lamp.
Pour que vous soyez un agneau pur.
And then put the frankincense and come offer your gift.
Et vous placez alors de l'encens.
But if a gift is offered in the Shekinah presence of God.
Le don est offert devant la présence de la Shekinah de Dieu.
The prophet says these things are fine.
Le prophète dit ces choses sont bonnes.
Gifts.
Les dons.
He says, gifts of healing, prophecies, these things are marvelous things.
Ces sont
he says, but they're no good.
Mais il dit, ils ne sont pas
they're
bons.
Not fruitful.
Ils pas
they
de
cannot
fruit.
Yield right.
Ils ne peuvent pas se soumettre
correctement. Unless you're living in the presence of the Shekinah.
À moins que vous vivez en présence de
And
la
the
Shekinah.
Atmosphere around you is godly.
Et l'atmosphère autour de vous
Friends, there's a price to be paid to keep a godly atmosphere.
Il y a un prix à payer pour garder l'atmosphère.
You've got to throw away some of them magazines, friends.
Vous devez jeter certains magazines.
You've got to turn off some of them websites.
Vous devez fermer certains sites internet.
You've got to separate yourself from certain conversations.
Vous devez vous séparer de certaines
If you want to keep the atmosphere around you godly.
Si vous voulez garder l'atmosphère,
You've got to be prepared to be a burnt offering
vous
first.
Devez vous préparer à être une offrande.
And then this meal offering is going to be a sweet fragrance.
Et alors cette offrande de farine sera d'une bonne
Then it's going to be fruitful.
Et elle sera et produira
It's going to bring forth the purpose to which it was sent.
Produira les buts pour lesquels elle a été.
It says that's the reason.
C'est la raison pour
laquelle Men and women are not permitted to these things.
Les hommes et les femmes ne sont pas
permis. That's why God has not entrusted us with more.
Nous pensons que Dieu nous peut nous croire un
peu. He wants to see what are we going to do with what we've got.
Il peut pas me donner beaucoup de confiance. Il veut
and if you're not faithful with what we've got, he's not going to raise our authority.
Il veut voir ce que nous faisons avec ce qu'il nous a donné pour élever.
He's not going to minister a deeper anointing or a deeper blessing.
Il va pas nous donner une plus grande.
Until we as individuals.
Jusqu'à ce que nous en tant qu'individus.
Have shown ourselves faithful.
Nous montrons notre fidélité.
Burnt offerings.
L'holocauste.
With the gifts that he's given. To us.
Avec les dons qu'il nous a donné.
He says it's abiding in the presence of God.
Il dit demeurer dans la présence du Seigneur.
To know the will of God.
Pour connaître la volonté
Then de Then don't Seigneur. Look what the world's going to say.
Ne regardez pas ce que le monde
va about
dire.
You.
Et à propos de vous.
It's what God thinks about you.
C'est ce que Dieu pense de vous.
Then you're living in His presence.
Alors vous vivez dans sa présence.
That's why these offerings always go together.
C'est pourquoi
Jesus was a continual burnt offering.
Dieu était une
holocauste continuelle. That's why everything that He offered, every prayer that He prayed.
C'est pourquoi chaque prière qu'il a prié.
There was an answer from heaven.
Il y avait une réponse du ciel.
Everything He laid before Jehovah.
Tout ce qu'il avait placé devant
perfectly acceptable in the sight of God.
His
gifts were continually effective.
Ses dons
the sick were healed.
Efficaces.
Hearts were discerned.
Les cœurs vont continuer à être discernés.
But there was a price to be paid for
Mais il y avait un prix à payer.
There had to be a continual burnt offering.
Cela devait être un holocauste continuel.
Now let's get to this thought and we'll finish with this one. We'll continue on next time.
Ceci.
The prophet speaks about waiting on your ministry.
Le prophète parle de attendre sur votre ministère.
Waiting on your ministry. Now, every one of us have a ministry.
Chacun de nous a un ministère.
He says in church order.
Dans l'ordre de l'église.
He says that's the same thing we find with gifts today.
Il dit c'est la même chose que nous trouvons avec les dons aujourd'hui.
He's speaking of people that we play with the world.
Il dit il parle des gens qui jouent avec le monde.
We don't respect the order of the church.
Nous ne respectons pas l'ordre.
It says people with tongues they stand up in the midst of the meeting and speak in tongues. That's what he was speaking of here.
Les gens s'élèvent et commencent à parler.
He's trying to put the things in order.
Nous devons placer les choses en ordre.
And he says that's the reason.
Il dit c'est la raison.
God cannot trust too many spiritual gifts with the people.
Pour laquelle Dieu ne peut pas croire avoir confiance dans beaucoup de dons dans les gens.
The key word there is trust.
Le mot c'est avoir confiance.
There's got to be trust.
Il doit y avoir confiance.
And friends, when the wheat isn't flour, when there's too many lumps.
Il dit dans sa farine, la farine s'il y a beaucoup.
When there's too much of a target for the devil to shoot at.
S'il y a beaucoup de déchets et qu'il y a beaucoup de choses.
When there's still too much of the flesh.
Et qu'il y a beaucoup
in control.
De charnel en contrôle.
The prophet says, God's not going to give you the spoken word.
Il dit Dieu ne va pas vous donner.
Because you'll use it to curse someone that God blessed.
Parce que vous allez utiliser la parole
pour bless someone that God has cursed.
Ou maudire quelqu'un que Dieu a béni.
Well, like Moses, there was lumps in Moses.
Mais comme Moïse,
he had a temper.
Il avait des
and when the Lord said, speak to the rock, he smote the rock.
Il avait un tempérament colérique. Quand Dieu a dit, parle,
he said, must I bring you water from the rock, you rebels?
Vous, rebelles, ne pensez-vous que Dieu peut ramener l'eau de ce roc?
He wasn't fully sifted yet.
Il n'était pas encore complètement
he wasn't fully the word yet.
Il n'était pas encore complètement la parole.
And each of those great men of God.
Et tous ces grands hommes de Dieu.
Showing that there was only one perfect one.
Pour montrer seulement qu'il y avait
that
un
Jesus
parfait.
Doesn't matter what the devil did.
Peu importe ce que
doesn't
Jésus
matter what
Jésus.
The people did.
Peu importe ce que les gens ou le diable ont fait.
There was nothing for them to get a hold of in him.
Il y avait rien pour lequel l'attraper.
Because he was the finest of the wheat.
Parce qu'il était la meilleure
he had the pure consistency of the word.
C'était la constance pure de la
and
parole.
Friends, the more consistent we can become,
plus nous devenons constants,
the more he can trust us.
Plus il peut nous croire
with a greater authority,
et nous donner plus
with a greater blessing
et une plus grande bénédiction
upon whatever he's called us to be.
Sur tout ce qu'il a demandé.
The prophet says that God can't trust us.
Il dit, voyez comment Dieu nous contient.
That's the, what's the matter today.
C'est ce qui importe
the aujourd'hui. Reason we don't have more than we do.
La raison pour laquelle nous n'avons pas plus que nous devons.
Luke 19, I'll read it to you. When Jesus said,
Luke 19,
he speaks of the master coming back. Having given the talents to his servants.
Du retour du maître qui avait donné des talents à ses servants.
And he came back and the one says, you gave me 10, here's another 10.
Et l'un a dit, tu m'avais donné 10, voici 10 de plus.
And it says, and he said unto him, well, thou good servant.
Il lui a dit, bon et fidèle serviteur.
Because thou hast been faithful in a very little.
Parce que tu as été fidèle au petit, dans les petites choses.
Have thou authority over 10 cities.
Je vais te accroître ton autorité.
Authority is linked to faithfulness.
L'autorité est liée à la fidélité.
For God to raise you up to the next level in your calling.
Pour que Dieu t'élève à l'étape suivante dans ton appel.
He's going to first trust us with what, test us with what He's given us.
Il va d'abord vous tester dans ce qu'il vous a donné.
Are we faithful with what we've got?
Sommes-nous fidèles avec ce qu'il nous a donné?
Are we mingling the fine oil, the fine flour with oil?
Sommes-nous en train de mélanger l'huile avec la farine?
Is there a consistency there?
Y a-t-il de la constance?
And the moment he sees, I can trust him with that.
Et quand il dit que je peux faire confiance en ceci. Je peux lui faire confiance en
then
cela.
He can raise the level up.
Il peut aller à l'étape suivante.
That's what he's saying here.
C'est ce qu'il dit maintenant.
The prophet says, and then when you go to doing something good,
le prophète dit, quand vous devez faire quelque chose de
like bon, you are working for a boss at work,
comme si vous travaillez pour un patron,
and you started your first job and you were willing to take orders,
et vous perdez votre premier travail,
then the boss has confidence in you.
Et vous êtes prêt à accepter les ordres, le maître vous
and
croit
he will
maintenant.
Keep raising you up to a higher office all the time.
Il a confiance en vous et va continuer à vous élever dans les fonctions.
That's the key.
C'est la clé. Amen.
Sometimes can we take orders?
Parfois, sommes-nous prêts à accepter
does
les ordres?
Does the word have preeminence?
Est-ce que la parole a de la préminence?
Or is it our feelings, our reasoning?
Ou ce sont nos sentiments ou nos raisonnements?
We keep getting off the altar.
Nous
when things don't go our way, no, let's stay on the altar.
Quand les choses ne marchent pas comme nous le voulons, restons à l'autel.
Let it be consumed.
Et que nous soyons consumés.
If I could just have no ambition of my own.
Si je ne peux plus accepter.
If you could have no ambition of your own.
Si vous n'avez plus vos ambitions
no thoughts of your own.
Plus de vos
if your and my thoughts were just the word.
Et que vos pensées et les miennes sont seulement la parole.
Just what the word says about
seulement
us.
Ce que la parole dit à
just what the word requires of us.
Ce que la parole exige de nous.
And anything else that comes in cast down reasoning.
Tout ce qui vient d'à côté, c'est nos raisonnements.
Because that's what Jesus was.
C'est ce que Jésus était.
Every thought that he would think.
Tout ce,
he had come up to the Passover.
À la Pâque,
he would say, that's me.
Il dit, ça, c'est moi.
I'm the Passover lamb.
Je suis l'agneau de Pâques.
He would read in the Bible about the brazen serpents. That's me.
Vous lisez au sujet du serpent des reins, il dit, c'était moi.
I'm the brazen serpent.
Je suis le serpent des reins.
He would read about Abraham and Isaac and he'd say, I'm Isaac.
Quand vous lisez sur Abraham, Isaac,
and I'm the ram caught in the thicket.
Je suis le bélier qui a été pourvu.
He always knew what was expected of him.
Tout ce qui était attendu de
he was
lui.
Moving in a certain channel.
Il s'est déplacé dans un certain canal.
To a certain fulfillment of what he was called for.
Vers l'accomplissement de quelque chose pour lequel il a été appelé.
And friends, it's wonderful to see a progression in your calling.
C'est merveilleux de voir un progrès
and
dans
you can
appel.
See back there, and then God raised you up a little bit there, and then
vous
God trusted you up more
là,
then,
Dieu
and God raised
élevé
you
un tout petit peu, un tout petit peu.
Let's desire that, friend.
C'est
the Bible says, desire spiritual gifts. Earnestly desire, especially that you may prophesy.
Surtout les dons de prophétie.
And to prophesy is anything spoken
et quand vous prophétisez quelque chose,
which cannot dit, but be supernaturally known.
Qui ne peut être connu que par les
that edifies the church, Paul says.
Cela édifie l'église.
That when someone's in the channel of prophecy
quand quelqu'un sur le
and someone can just speak not knowing why they're saying it, but
quelqu'un qui dit quelque chose sans savoir ce qu'il
it's
dit,
the même, mind of God.
C'est la pensée de
it
Dieu.
Ministers to a specific situation.
Et il répond à une situation spécifique.
How wonderful that is.
Combien cela est merveilleux.
The prophet says he wants to raise us up.
Le prophète dit,
he says, and we have some very fine gifted people here.
Il dit, vous avez des gens qui ont des talents ici.
We all have gifts here. Fine gifted people.
Nous avons des gens qui ont des vrais dons ici.
And each one of those gifts are a ministry of their own.
Et chacun de ces dons est un ministère en soi.
We need to get rid, like the prophet says, of the old Reformation thinking.
Nous devons nous débarrasser de cette pensée réformatrice.
That only the person standing behind the pulpit or only the song leader needs to wait on their ministry before the service.
Que c'est seulement celui qui se tient à la chaire ou celui qui conduit les
Every
chants.
One of us have a ministry.
Chacun de nous a un ministère.
We to offer before the Lord and we to minister to the body.
Nous devons offrir au Seigneur et servir le corps.
He says each one of those gifts is a ministry of its own, a gift of singing.
Il dit chacun de ces dons est un
ministère. A gift of testifying.
Le don de
témoigner. A gift of prayer.
Le don de prier.
A gift of faith.
Le don de la foi.
Those are ministries on their own.
Ce sont des ministères en eux-mêmes.
He says they're gifts. Just like preaching is a gift.
C'est comme prêcher.
Like healing is a gift.
Comme la guérison.
He says they are ministries of their own.
Ce sont des ministères en eux-mêmes.
And each man is commanded to wait on his own ministry.
Et chacun est appelé de tenir à son ministère.
Now that's a scripture.
C'est une écriture.
Let's read it together, Romans chapter 12.
Romains chapitre 12.
Each one of us, every one of us is commanded, wait on your ministry.
Chacun de nous est appelé à veiller sur son ministère.
Romans chapter 12.
Romains 12.
We know Romans 12 verse 1.
Romains 12 verset 1.
Is telling you to present yourself as a burnt offering.
Il vous demande de vous présenter vous-même comme un holocauste.
Then we continue down to verse 6.
Au verset 6, il dit:
having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. So every one of us has a gift, but according to the grace that is ministered to us.
Un don selon la grâce que Dieu nous a accordé.
Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Verse 7. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering.
Que chacun s'attache à son
ministère. So the prophet says, each man is commanded to wait on his own ministry. This is church
chacun
order.
Est appelé à s'attacher
and he's taken it from there.
Et les cite à partir du verset
ministry, ici. Wait on your ministry.
Attachez-vous à votre ministère.
Do you know what the literal translation of wait on your ministry is?
La interprétation littérale de ceci.
Let us minister to our ministry.
Ça veut dire servons nous-mêmes notre ministère.
For your ministry to be effective, you've got to minister to that ministry.
Pour que ton ministère soit quelque chose, tu dois rendre un service à ce ministère.
You don't just stand up.
Pourquoi?
Before the people.
Devant les nous nous tenons devant les
and
gens.
And just wait for the ministry to kick in.
Nous attendons.
Unless you're really walking in the spirit, it's not going to happen.
À moins que vous marchiez réellement dans l'esprit, cela ne va pas arriver.
You've got to minister to your ministry.
Vous devez prendre soin du ministère.
The song leader ministers to his ministry.
Le conducteur des chants prend soin de son ministère.
He gives preeminence to that ministry.
Il donne prééminence à ce ministère.
God first.
Dieu d'abord.
Then the church.
Puis l'église.
Then your family.
Puis ma famille.
Then self.
Après, c'est moi-même.
So when it's preparing yourself to be the song leader,
quand vous préparez vous-même
pour everything être else must be secondary. Your family has to be secondary.
Ta famille doit être secondaire.
When Jesus was ministering in the temple that day,
et Jésus prêchait
in the synagogue,
ce jour-là, dans
and
la
they
synagogue,
came and said, your mother and your brethren want to see you.
Et on lui a dit, ton père et ta mère et
he said, who is my mother and who is my brethren? Behold my mother and my brethren.
Vous êtes tous mes frères et ma soeur.
He knew how to keep things in the right balance.
Et devait garder les choses.
He couldn't step down from ministering to his ministry.
Il ne devait pas quitter son ministère.
To go and cater to the secondary.
Pour aller à quelque chose de secondaire.
Family is important.
La famille est importante.
But your ministry must be first.
Mais votre ministère doit être d'abord le premier.
In order to be an acceptable offering.
Pour que cela soit une
offrande. That's why the prophet could leave home when Rebecca was a few weeks old. travel the world and say, my daughter is already 6 months old, but I've only seen her for a few days. That was hard, friends. But that's a sacrifice. That is fine flour mingled with oil. And that's putting frankincense in the fire.
C'est de l'encens dans le feu.
And that's going to be a sweet offering before the Lord.
Et cela va être une bonne,
and that's going to minister a blessing to the people
et
as
cela
well.
Va amener de la bénédiction aux gens.
Whatever your calling is,
peu importe ce qu'est ton appel,
like I'm saying, you have to keep a balance in all things.
Comme j'ai dit, nous devons être équilibrés dans toutes choses.
But when it's time for your ministry,
mais que sans, quand c'est le moment pour votre ministère,
you've got to put that first.
Vous devez placer
your calling has to be supreme.
Votre appel doit être
ministering
supreme.
To the Lord.
De servir le Seigneur,
ministering to the body.
Servir le corps.
It's got to have the preeminence.
Dieu doit avoir la
and that's why God was so gracious in the offering. He didn't say, bring all of your harvest.
C'est pourquoi Dieu no. était si gracieux.
The
il
Lord gives us time with our families,
votre
gives us time to rest. He understands those things.
Temps de nous reposer,
gives us time to go on holiday.
Le temps d'aller en vacances.
But he says, bring the choice portion, the finest of the wheat.
Il dit, amenez la meilleure portion.
And come and bring it as a meal offering.
Et amenez-le comme offrande de farine.
Because of all the things I've done for you.
Parce que de toutes
because
ce
of all
of
the blessings I've ministered
à
to you.
Cause de toutes les bénédictions que je vous
because
ai
of all the resources I've made available to you.
À cause de toutes les ressources que je vous ai données,
bring the finest of the wheat.
Amenez le meilleur de cela.
And bring it before the Lord.
Et amenez-le devant le Seigneur.
And it'll be sweet before me.
Et cela sera
and
doux
it'll feed
moi.
My priesthood.
Et cela est nourrissé
and
mes
the
prêtres.
Work of the Lord will be progressive. Progressively built up
du
because
va
of this ministration. Friends, we need to wait on our ministries.
Nous devons nous attacher à notre
waiting on the ministry, he says, as the pastor has to do
nous attacher à notre ministère, comme
before
le pastor
he comes
faire,
into the audience.
Avant de venir devant l'audience.
He must take the Bible and study in the quietness of things.
Il doit prendre la Bible et l'étudier dans la douceur,
in the Spirit,
dans l'esprit,
in order to be anointed to come out before the audience,
pour qu'il soit humble
to speak.
De venir devant l'audience.
If he doesn't, he's going to be confused when he gets out
s'il
there.
Ne le fait pas, il va être confus quand il sera
devant. He says, let each man and each woman with a spiritual gift
que chaque homme, chaque femme avec un don spirituel
come before the Lord.
Vienne devant le Seigneur.
Now let's bring it to the church.
Et amenons-le à l'église.
What about church order, friends?
Qu'en est-il de l'ordre de
l'église? That's how we have a quiet time.
C'est pourquoi nous avons un temps de silence.
Because you need to wait on your ministry.
Parce que nous devons nous attacher à notre ministère
before the service begins.
Avant que l'office ne commence.
You can't just come confused from out there, friends.
Vous ne pouvez pas venir confus.
Shouting at your husband or shouting at your wife or
vous
losing your temper with
votre
your children. It happens. I mean, that's life.
Vos enfants, cela arrive.
And then you expect you're going to come and sit before the Lord. You get in just in time or maybe when the song worship is on.
Et vous pensez vous tenir devant le Seigneur juste au moment où on commence.
And you think you're going to bring forth something that's going to come up a memorial before Jehovah and bring the blessing down. It can't happen. It's impossible.
Cela est impossible.
You've got to wait on your ministry.
Vous devez vous attacher
your ministry is to bless the Lord with the sacrifice of praise. Your ministry is to sit in the channel of the word when it goes forth. The deacons have their ministry. The trustee has his ministry. The musicians have their ministry. Every single one of us has a ministry. The Sunday school teachers wait upon the Lord. I don't think it pleases the Lord when we're rushing 5 minutes before and we're trying to prepare something. Can he trust us, friends, with more?
Est-ce qu'il peut nous faire confiance avec
let's be
plus?
Found faithful in what he's already given to us.
Soyons trouvés fidèles avec ce qu'il nous a déjà
because
donné.
Faithfulness
parce que la fidélité
is the pathway to greater authority.
C'est la voie vers la plus grande
then he'll
autorité.
Raise you up to the next level in your calling.
Il va vous élever à l'étape suivante.
But the key, we've got to wait upon our ministry.
Mais la clé, c'est que vous devez vous attacher à votre ministère.
There's nothing worse than rushing.
Si,
you get in, things are already underway.
Les choses étaient déjà en
your mind is full of the confusion of the day.
Et votre pensée est pleine de confusion de la journée.
Would it not be better you come before the Lord?
Et vous venez devant le Seigneur.
You say, Lord, I'm bringing my meal offering today.
Vous dites, Seigneur, j'amène
it's
mon
a willing sacrifice, Lord.
Comme un sacrifice.
In order for it to be accepted, I need to be a burnt offering.
Pour que cela soit accepté, je dois être une,
that means
une
maybe less sleep on a Sunday night.
Je veux pas beaucoup dormir là,
that means dimanche. Maybe rising up early in the morning
and peut-être je vais me réveiller trop tôt le matin.
Getting yourself quiet before the Lord, before the rest of the family wakes up.
Me tenir dans la quiétude devant le Seigneur avant
praying for
se
your
réveille.
Children, praying for your husband,
praying pour for your famille, wife, pour la, ta femme ou tes enfants.
Preparing things,
préparant les choses.
Being watchful. The prophet says the devil's always trying to throw little imps in the way. Always trying to bring something to frustrate.
Nous devons nous quelque chose essayant de nous frustrer.
To bring us out of that channel.
Essayant de nous écarter de ce canal.
Be mindful, friends.
Soyez prudents.
We are not unmindful of the devil's devices.
Si vous n'êtes pas averti des tactiques du diable,
expect trouble.
Attendez-vous
expect something to be said that you don't like.
Attendez-vous à quelque chose qui
expect someone to drive in front of you.
Attendez-vous à quelqu'un qui va se mettre
expect there to
de
be
vous.
Roadworks or a flat tire.
Attendez-vous à une crevaison.
Let it be an offering seasoned with fire.
C'est une offrande dans ces zones.
That even in the midst of trials, even in the midst of adversity,
même au milieu de l'adversité,
you still want there to be frankincense, pure frankincense.
Vous voulez toujours être de la pure
a pure sens. Service with all your heart before the Lord.
Un service pur de, avec tout votre cœur devant le Seigneur.
I'll just put a couple of examples here the prophet speaks of.
Parlons de quelques exemples dont le prophète parle.
If you read in the Generations book,
si vous parlez dans la, le
the one sister speaks of going down to a meeting.
Une sœur parle d'aller aux réunions.
When Brother Branham was having a meeting in a big Pentecostal auditorium, it was in a stadium.
Quand le frère Branham avait ses grandes réunions dans les salles.
And he says, and we went, and he says, there was so much commotion before the service. You know how the charismatics are. It's a jamboree.
Nous sommes allés, il y avait tellement de
did you get my recipe I sent you the other day? Yeah, that was really nice.
Est-ce que tu as before la recette que j'ai envoyée l'autre fois? C'était bien.
Yeah, did you see Liverpool beat Arsenal? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Est-ce que tu as vu Liverpool battre
profane things in the house of the Lord.
Des choses qui ne devaient pas être dites dans la maison de Dieu.
That sister says, we got there.
La sœur a dit,
there was such a confusion.
Arrivés,
but we sat there the way Brother Branham had taught us.
Il dit, nous sommes assis comme frère Branham nous a enseigné.
He said, and we prayed and we read our Bibles.
Et nous avons prié, nous avons lu notre Bible.
He says, and the service went forth.
Et le service a commencé.
And then the discernment came.
Et le discernement est venu.
And Brother Branham discerned each of them.
Et frère Branham a discerné
and the Lord ministered to that family every one of their needs.
Et le Seigneur a pourvu à chacun des
and Brother Branham came to them afterwards and said, you saints, the reason the angel of the Lord came straight to you was because you respected the house of the Lord. Because you respected that order. And then he gives another example when he went to Tucson. We spoke of it a bit the other day. To the Spanish people, Spanish church. He says, and those people came early and they sat quietly before the Lord. He says, Spanish speaking people, Mexican people. He says, and then all of the white people came in with their commotion.
Les blancs sont venus avec leurs agitations.
He says, and when the discernment came,
il dit, quand
the angel of the Lord bypassed every one of the white people.
L'ange du Seigneur a dépassé tous les blancs.
And ministered to every one of the Spanish people.
Il a donné
and the prophet says, because Mexican. God respected their respect.
Parce que Dieu a honoré leur respect.
It came up as a memorial before the Lord.
Cela s'est élevé comme un mémorial.
That's when you get
Dieu.
The blessing from the servants, friends.
Et vous obtiendrez
that's
la
when you get the
service.
Blessing from the song worship.
C'est là que vous êtes béni de
that's when he can minister to you and you can minister to him. And,
c'est alors qu'il peut vous
and
donner
things can
que
be
vous
done.
Lui rendre un service.
Sometimes it's not the big things that we don't do.
Parfois, c'est pas les grandes choses que nous faisons.
The prophet says,
le prophète dit,
it's the small things
c'est des petites choses
that we leave undone.
Que nous ne faisons pas.
It's an important principle, friends.
C'est un principe important.
Are we trustworthy?
Sommes-nous
let's seek the grace of God. They say, Lord, I want to be more trustworthy.
Cherchons la grâce de
I
Dieu,
want to
Seigneur,
be more faithful.
Plus digne de confiance.
Paul said it's required of a steward that he must be faithful.
Pour que nous soyons plus fidèles.
He didn't say you must be perfect.
Il n'a pas dit, soyez
he
parfait.
Said you must be faithful.
Il a dit, soyez fidèles.
None of us are perfect.
Personne d'entre nous n'est parfait.
But let's be faithful.
Mais soyons fidèles.
Let's wait upon our ministries.
Attachons-nous à notre ministère.
Let's finish with John 12.
Terminons
we've
avec
read
Jean
the scripture
12.
Already. We'll take 5 more minutes here.
Nous allons prendre 5 minutes.
I was really blessed. I was searching yesterday about alabaster.
J'ai cherché hier au sujet de
how
l'alabâtre.
This woman brought an alabaster box, Mary.
Cette femme, Marie, quand elle a amené de l'alabâtre.
And I just found something and it really was like it ministered it to me.
J'ai trouvé quelque chose qui m'a beaucoup
Just some aidé. Of the principles
Certains des principes
of this offering that she brought
de cette offrande
in John chapter 12.
Dans Jean chapitre 12.
Now we know the background of John 12.
L'arrière-plan de Jean 12.
These people,
Mary,
Martha, and Lazarus,
Marie, Marthe et Lazare,
had been tested in the fire.
Ils ont été éprouvés par le feu.
Jesus didn't come when they needed him to come.
Jésus n'était pas venu quand ils avaient besoin de lui.
Lazarus died dead 4 days in the tomb.
Lazare est mort 4 jours dans la tombe.
The prophets, all of the old denomination, were coming and telling them, "You see, that message isn't true."
Les prophètes disent, tous les gens des dénominations venaient leur dire le message.
He never came
bon.
When he said he would come.
Et il a dit qu'il viendrait, voilà qu'il n'est pas venu.
Prophecies was a dark hour.
Les prophètes disent c'était
Then vraiment Jesus sombre. Came and called.
Alors Jésus.
Then Lazarus came forth.
Et Lazare
Then
sortit.
Christ ministered to them.
Et Jésus leur rendu un service.
Now in appreciation of that.
Et en récompense de cela.
Mary looked at the bounty.
Marie a regardé
She had had Jesus in her house ministering to her. When she sat at his feet,
et s'assit au pied de Jésus, commençait à lui rendre un service.
And she was receiving of this bounty of the Lord.
Elle recevait quelque chose de la bonté du Seigneur.
And now she had a heart which was full.
Maintenant, elle avait un cœur plein.
And she so appreciated the prophet says Lazarus was the breadwinner in the house.
Il a apprécié. Le prophète dit Lazare était le gars.
And Jesus restored him back once again.
Et Jésus l'a restauré.
He ministered to a great need that they had.
Il a donné, répondu à un grand besoin.
So her heart is full.
Et son cœur est plein.
And she's wanting some way. She wants to bring a meal offering.
Et d'une manière, elle voulait donner.
She's already been proved as a burnt offering.
Elle a déjà été prouvée comme holocauste.
They stayed faithful.
Ils sont restés fidèles.
Even when times weren't easy.
Même quand les temps ne sont pas faciles.
So they go down to Simon's house.
Ils sont allés dans la maison de Simon.
We know the story is told 2 different times and it's in 2 different ways.
Et l'histoire est racontée de 2 manières différentes.
It says they came to Bethany.
Il dit, ils sont allés à Bethany.
Verse 3.
Verset 3.
Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Friends, there's a real lesson here.
Il y a une bonne leçon ici.
You know how much this cost?
Vous savez combien cela coûtait?
It cost 300 pence, it says in verse 5.
Cela coûtait 300 pence.
That was 1 year's wages.
C'était le salaire d'une année.
1 year's wages.
C'était le salaire d'une année.
So you take 1 year's wages.
Vous prenez
24,000 euros, 36,000, whatever it costs.
24 heures, 360.
And you have something that's so costly.
Vous prenez quelque chose
something
de si
precious.
Cher, de si précieux.
When you bring something to Jesus,
et vous l'amenez à Jésus,
bring the most costly.
Quand vous amenez
if you're going to make an offering to him,
chère,
if you want to express something to him, I'm not speaking financially now.
Je ne parle pas financièrement maintenant.
I'm speaking of your gifts.
Je parle de votre don.
And she looked around and said, "How can I express?"
Elle a regardé et dit, comment
my appreciation to this man Jesus.
Mon appréciation à cet homme Jésus.
How can I show how thankful I am?
Comment puis-je montrer combien
for
je
all
suis
that he's ministered to me and to my family.
Pour ce qu'il a fait pour
and
moi,
friends, if
famille.
You're looking for an opportunity, he's going to give you an opportunity.
Si vous cherchez une opportunité,
he's going to open a door of opportunity to greater service if you're looking for it.
Si, il va ouvrir une porte pour des plus
grands Is it services? Not like it in your experience?
Comment
Whenever you get in the spirit, there come so many opportunities to do something for him.
Si vous entrez dans l'esprit, il y a plein d'opportunités pour faire des choses pour
and
lui.
And there came an opportunity now.
Une opportunité vint.
It was very expensive.
Cela était très
but
cher.
She brought this offering.
Mais elle a apporté cette offrande.
And she came first and she poured it on his feet.
Elle a d'abord déversé sur ses pieds.
And then she took her hair and she dried his feet.
Elle a pris ses cheveux et essuya ses pieds.
And then she broke the box on his head.
Et il a brisé la boîte.
She gave it all.
Elle a tout donné.
She poured it out on his body.
Elle a placé et versé sur son corps.
She was moving in such a channel.
Elle s'est déplacée dans un tel
Now,
channel.
It was customary. I just read an article that says it was customary in that day to anoint people for their burial.
C'était une coutume en ce temps-là de oindre les gens
pour It was also customary to anoint people when they visited. We know that from the message.
C'était une habitude de oindre les gens quand ils vous
You'd normally put some oil on somebody's hands and they would wipe themselves and
et
anoint
vous allez
themselves.
Placer de l'huile dans ses mains et il va s'appliquer.
But friends, Mary went beyond the ordinary.
Mais Marie alla au-delà de l'ordinaire.
She didn't give just what was expected to a guest.
Elle ne donna pas seulement ce qui était espéré d'elle.
She gave something costly.
Elle donna quelque chose de cher.
She gave something precious.
Elle donna quelque chose de précieux.
She gave it all.
Elle donna tout.
And she gave it to him.
Elle lui donna.
And immediately when she does that,
et immédiatement après avoir fait cela,
here comes the hall of critics.
Voilà des critiques qui s'élèvent.
Because any masterpiece must go through the hall of critics,
parce
friends.
Que chaque chef-d'œuvre doit être critiqué.
And here's the disciples that are in the flesh.
Et il y avait des disciples même qui étaient dans la chair.
And they grieved.
Et qui
and it was influenced
attristé.
Because there was leaven in their midst, and his name was Judas.
Et ils étaient influencés par quelqu'un qui avait.
And a little leaven leavens the whole lump.
Et le leaven
and Judas starts groaning, ah, how could she give this? And if you read it in the book of Mark, it says, and the disciples said, how can she waste? This is a waste.
Friends,
nothing you give to him is a waste.
I've
had so many people in my life tell me, you're wasting your life. Let's wait and see. Let's wait and see who's wasting their life. Who's really wasting their life?
Qui gaspille sa vie.
He gives us blessed life here and eternal life to come.
Il nous donne une vie bénie ici et de la vie éternelle.
But the disciples says this is a waste.
Les disciples ont dit c'est une perte.
You know, and if you're in the flesh,
si vous êtes dans la chair,
and somebody does something special for the Lord,
et si quelqu'un fait quelque chose de spécial pour
it provokes
le Seigneur,
you, friends.
Cela te provoque.
And be careful how you react.
Et soyez prudent de votre réaction.
Because when you're walking in the flesh, you'll try to find some way to dismiss
parce
what's
que
being
si
done.
Vous êtes charnel, vous allez trouver quelque chose pour déclasser cela.
It's better to get an inspiration from what's done.
Au lieu de obtenir so,
oh Lord,
de ce qui est fait.
I remember when I used to feel like that.
Et Seigneur, je me souviens quand je
I remember when my heart would overflow like that. Oh Lord, take me back.
Seigneur, ramène-moi.
Take me back.
Ramène-moi.
To the place where I first met you.
À là où je t'avais rencontré.
But these disciples were grieved.
Les disciples étaient attristés.
But she doesn't mind about them.
Mais elle s'en est pas occupée.
Because the meal offerings to be offered before the Lord.
Parce que l'offrande de farine devait être offerte devant le Seigneur.
And friend, she's in his presence.
Et elle est en sa
présence. And she just feels it in her soul.
Elle sent seulement
dans
son
âme. Done something right. She doesn't fully understand yet the significance of what she's done.
Elle ne comprend pas complètement la signification de ce qu'elle a fait.
But this has been a sweet savor going up.
Mais cela a été d'une bonne odeur.
And the sweet savor fills the whole room.
Et
oh,
la
friends.
La bonne odeur remplit toute la maison.
You find people not in the spirit.
Et vous allez trouver les gens qui
struggling
sont
a bit in worship.
Essayant d'adorer.
Let someone come
que quelqu'un vienne
with a real meal offering.
Avec une bonne odeur,
and give a testimony
et donner un témoignage,
or give an item
et donner quelque
and
chose,
let it be pleasing to the Lord
et qui va plaire
and see how that fragrance spreads throughout the whole
comment le parfum va se répandre.
You see, when she anointed Jesus,
quand elle a oint Jésus,
the fragrance filled the whole place.
Le parfum remplit
Don't you love people
place.
Like that?
Amen.
People that when they visit your house, even when they've gone, there's the lingering presence.
Les gens qui, quand ils viennent dans votre maison,
there's the sweet fragrance of a spiritual perfume.
C'est bon parfum spirituel.
There's the lily of the valley and the rose of Sharon. There's just something different in the atmosphere since those people came. But then there's other people that come and they leave, and it's quite hard to change that atmosphere as well. Because the children will be fighting with each other and you'll be fighting with your wife. Because the prophet went to a hotel once. Twice with Peregrine. A motel, and Brother Brown goes in the room, comes straight out, says, Brother Perry, would you change the room? And Brother Perry says, okay, it changes the room. Next time, Brother Brown goes in the room, says, Brother Perry, would you change the room? And Brother Perry and himself says, this man is too fussy. And Brother Brown picked it up in discernment straight away and said, Brother Perry, there were people who slept in this room last night and they committed adultery.
Il y a des gens qui sont dormis dans cette
and those spirits are still in the room. That's why I don't want to sleep there. So you leave lingering with your sin as well.
Vous promenez avec votre esprit.
Those people once came to Brother Ram's meetings.
Ces gens sont venus
I'll take just 5 minutes more. They came to Brother Ram's meetings.
Ils sont venus au réunion de Frère Branham.
And they said they just kept getting struck with the thought saying, this man is God. William Branham is God.
Il se battait dans l'esprit que Frère Branham
three times.
Plusieurs fois.
It was Peregrine as well.
C'était Peregrine
and there was a certain family as well.
Et il y avait une autre famille.
And after the meeting, Brother Branham came to that family and said,
et après la réunion, Frère Branham est venu auprès de cette famille, il a dit,
three times,
trois fois,
there was an evil spirit that came to you
il y avait un mauvais esprit
to tell you I was God.
Et
to tell you that I was God.
Pour vous dire que je suis Dieu.
He says, the night before you stayed in your motel room,
il dit, la nuit avant, dans votre chambre
there was a family staying there who believed that doctrine.
Avant que vous ne veniez, il y avait une famille qui croyait cette doctrine.
And that spirit was still in the room.
Et cet esprit était encore dans cette
doctrine. See how these things influence, friends.
Et ces choses qu'on voyait comment
but this lady, she left such an influence behind.
Et dans cet âge, il y a une
influence. I'm sure that house smelt of that fragrance for days to come.
Et cet parfum resté dans cette maison.
After she made that offering.
Après avoir fait son offrande.
Now the second last principle. No matter how costly and precious
that perfume was, combien ce parfum est coûteux,
as long as she kept it in that vessel,
aussi longtemps qu'il l'a gardé dans ce vase,
it would never minister any good.
Cela ne va servir rien de bon.
The vessel had to be broken.
Le vase doit être brisé.
She had to let it go.
Elle devait le laisser tomber.
She had to willingly give it away.
Elle devait volontairement le
she
laisser.
Had to pour it out on him.
Elle devait le déverser sur lui.
And then Jesus said, oh,
alors Jésus a dit,
leave this woman alone. Don't trouble her.
Ne troublez pas cette femme.
She's anointed me for my burial.
Elle m'a oint pour mon ensevelissement.
She ministered exactly what he needed because he knew.
Il savait
he was going to die and be laid in the rich man's tomb.
Qu'il allait mourir, être placé dans
was the eve of the Sabbath. He wasn't going to be anointed.
Et il savait peut-être qu'il n'allait pas être oint.
But she came just at the right time.
Mais elle est venue au bon moment.
And she ministered an appropriate service.
Et elle a donné ce service approprié.
And then just to show this memorial.
Juste pour montrer ce mémorial.
Jesus says what this woman's done.
Jésus a dit ce que cette femme a fait.
Wherever this gospel is preached.
Partout cet évangile sera prêché.
This will be spoken of as a memorial.
Il parlera de cette femme.
Even up to today. That which that lady did, Mary, it's inspiring us up to today. It's blessing us up to today. It's a sweet fragrance. It's an everlasting memorial in the Word of God.
Oh, friends,
don't you want more offerings like that? Don't you want more like that? You sisters with gifts of singing, let it be like that. Come and bless the saints. You brothers with the gift of singing, wait on your ministry. Come and pour it out on the body. Minister exactly what is required in this day. And see how that fragrance will change the atmosphere. And see when the sweet smell goes up, how the blessing will come down.
Ah,
friends, it's a wonderful thing. Let's be burnt offerings, friends. And let's bring our meal offerings this year. Even if it's a costly offering, born in your seasons of trial, it's a sweet fragrance before the Lord. But let's not forget it's a voluntary offering. You have to say all to Jesus, I surrender. All to him I freely give. And the first thing, give him your life. Give him your soul. Give him your sins. He's already paid the price. Then come with the meal offering now. In gratitude for what he's ministered to you. Come and minister something back as a memorial to him. And unto the edification and the blessing of the priesthood. And see what a difference it will make in your life. Let's all stand. This has come to a short time of worship since. Let's seek the Lord. Don't you desire to be fine flour?
Ne voulez-vous pas être la fleur de farine?
Unleavened bread.
Du pain sans
levain. Let's purge the leaven. Paul says the leaven of hypocrisy and malice. Let's just put those things on the altar.
Purge ourselves
by the grace of God. And let's be a lump that's acceptable. That when the frankincense is put, it becomes a sweet fragrance before the Lord. Whatever you want to sing, brother.
God's in peace.
Sometimes people are backroom boys and they're so much in the backroom that you forget them. And I'm really sorry about that. Just to say to Brother Kwame, really, for the website, Brother Dube helped him as well. really do appreciate friends. Brother Kwame has done a tremendous job and he's continually doing things on our website. And I really wanted to say thanks very much to the brothers for a wonderful job. You know, it's good to take the gifts God has given you and take the choice portion and give it to the Lord. So we really do appreciate the brothers, what they've done. Brother Mike helped as well, I think, as well. And may the Lord bless them for that. Let's sing one more song, brother, before we
search through heaven and couldn't find one worthy to be
the supreme
sacrifice that was needed to buy eternal life for you and me. Oh, had it not been for a mess, Mount Calvary. Oh, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. I'm so glad he was willing to drink that bitter cup. Although he prayed, Father, let it pass from me. I'm so glad he didn't call heaven's angels take the nails from his hands that set me free. Oh, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary. Had it not been for the old rugged cross.
Had it not been
for a man called Jesus. Then forever my soul would be lost.
Had it not been
for a place called Mount Calvary. Had it not been for the old rugged cross. Had it not been for a man. Then forever my soul would be lost.
I know there's someone to be prayed for who's sick. Let's sing one more. If anybody desires prayer, if you're sick, please feel free to come as we worship.
Christ our Redeemer died on the cross. For the sin, paid all his dues. Oh, sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb, and I, oh, Jesus will save. Only as he has promised, that will he do. Oh, in the
the fountain, open for sin and I. Over you. of sinners. He will say, holy as promised, that will he do. Ashina in the fountain, open for sin, and I will pass over you. When I see them, when I see the blood, when I see them, when I see the blood, I will, oh, I will pass over you. Christ our Redeemer, he died on a cross, paid for the sinner, he paid all that you. Sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb, and I over you. When I see them, oh, when I see them, oh,
let's be seated, saints, just for a few minutes. Really glad, just we're going to finish off with this. Our brother and our sister have desired prayer for their marriage. You know, some saints may not know Brother Andris and Sister Viva, but they're real good believers. They're coming on so well in their faith, in their walk. But as happens so many times, people come with complications. Having been married before.
Ils ont été mariés avant.
No, so what they're just seeking for is for God to help them.
Et nous demandons seulement que le Seigneur
we know that the Lord always wants to come as we spoke the other week.
Et comme nous avons dit l'autre fois,
Jesus will make the best of any situation.
Jésus va chercher la meilleure.
He wants to meet you where you are.
Peu importe que, comment tu
he doesn't say fix everything up and then come to me.
Il ne dit pas arranger tout avant de venir.
Come just as you are.
Il dit venez.
And sometimes when people come, there's backgrounds, there's history and all these kinds of things.
Parfois quand les gens viennent, il y a des histoires qui se sont passées.
You know, so the brother and sister, when we were speaking about Brother Pele and Sister Lily,
quand nous parlions des frères Pele et sœur
Lily, they said, please, could you also just pray for us as well?
Les frères et la sœur ont demandé qu'on
prie. They desire God in their home.
Je suis allé
chez eux. God to lead them.
And
any mistakes they've made in the past,
ils ont commis beaucoup d'erreurs dans le
for
passé.
The perfect blood to speak on their behalf. So we want to do that. I just want to read one scripture here and one quote from the prophet. It's maybe not exactly to do with them, but I just wanted to put one principle here, which is that marriage belongs in the house of God. This is a quote from the prophet. And again, I'd like to say it especially to the young people and the new people. Marriage was instituted by God.
Le mariage a été institué par
marriage
Dieu.
Is a sacred institution.
C'est une institution sacrée.
And if you play with it,
si vous jouez
there
avec,
are eternal consequences.
Y a des conséquences éternelles.
Marriage is not a disposable thing.
C'est pas une chose qu'on utilise
marriage isn't tête. What society says about marriage
c'est
these
pas
days.
Ce que la société dit du mariage.
Marriage is a covenant.
Which
should be made in the presence of God.
Qui a été faite en présence
in the
de
house
Dieu,
of God.
Dans la maison de Dieu.
So be careful
soyez prudent,
that you're not influenced by this adulterous generation. That you don't get our influence and our example from people that are condemned before God if they don't repent. Because as we said the other week, when man comes up before the judgment The white throne judgment.
The
Bible says the books will be opened. And every man. That's every one of us who's not in the bride. Because the bride is judged already. But the world. Anybody outside of Christ. Will stand on that day. And it says, and the books will be opened. And will be judged. According to our works. The deeds done in the body. So there's a record being recorded of your deeds. And every sin that you commit is recorded against you. Because for God to be God, God cannot overlook sin. His very essence and nature demands that He judge sin. And when God judges sin, it's without mercy. That's why when Jesus died on the cross, He was judged without mercy. He died out of the presence of God. He cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken? God was showing that He's very severe with sin. And if somebody marries, and unless, like we said, there's very particular circumstances, and then divorces and remarries, you will not get into heaven. Because the Bible says Jesus said you were in adultery. And no adulterer will enter the kingdom of God. If you don't get married and you just live together, you're living in fornication. And the Bible says there'll be no fornicators there. You have to repent of these things. You have to realize this is wrong in the sight and presence of a holy God. And it'll catch you one day. You will have to meet it one day. So when we're thinking of these sacred things like marriage, let's be careful. Let's just look quickly in Genesis chapter 2 to see when marriage was instituted by God. Genesis 2 verse 18. Marriage wasn't man's idea, it was God's idea. Marriage was instituted in Eden, in the program of God. Genesis 2 verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. It's good to marry. As soon as you have that desire, which no matter what you do for the Lord, that desire cannot be fulfilled. If there's a yearning inside of you, if there's a deep inside of you, or on the other hand, like Paul says, if you're burning in your flesh, you're continually tempted because maybe you're a high-passioned kind of a believer, and there's too much of a target for the devil to shoot at, Paul said it's better to marry than to burn in your flesh. Or maybe there's just the real desire in a woman, I want my home, I want to be a mother. That's natural. That's normal. Because God looked at Adam and He saw that desire in him. That although Adam was so good in his ministry, and the care that God had put him in Eden, there was something missing. And the Lord saw it and said, it's not good for this man to be alone. Notice God saw the need. And to you young people, because I know many times you hear it, people say, but where will we get married? I'll put a challenge to you this year. You become a burnt offering and see how God will minister to you. But because you're not being faithful to Him, how do you expect God to be faithful to you? If you're playing with the fashions of the world and you're playing with the music of the world, and friends, if you're not really laying ourselves in the service of the Lord to minister to Him and to His body, when there's leaven in our offerings, No, God is wonderful. He still does answer. He still does minister to people no matter what situation we are. But I guarantee you, if you will take the things of God seriously and confess your sins before the Lord and separate yourself from what you can, I guarantee you God will respond to your offering. And if you're looking to marry, God will do something for you. He'll open a door. He'll do something. He'll move someone. Because he's the same God as in Genesis 2. He sees the needs of his sons and his daughters. And God is moved to do something. Verse 18, the Lord God said, it's not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him. God says, I will make someone suitable for him. Someone that will help him in his life. Someone that will help him in his calling. Someone who will make Adam more complete in his ministry. In his role in this life. It wasn't just for marital relations that they got married. God ordained them to be together. There was a purpose. So right from the beginning we see that marriage, it was God's idea. And God took the responsibility upon himself. And you'll find it in Genesis 24 as well. When Abraham looked at Isaac, who was such a fine son, the son of promise. And he saw, it's time for my son to marry. It's not good for my son to be too long in this condition. Abraham, typing God the Father, took it upon himself to do something. And he sent Eliezer all the way to Haran because of the need of his son. Now there's one important principle I just want to show you here. Just to reinforce it. We know it, but to the young people especially. It is not permitted to marry someone out of the word.
It's not permitted.
The law of God, the word of God. Adam never went looking for his wife outside of Eden.
Adam n'est pas allé chercher sa femme en dehors de l'Éden.
She had to be in the message of the hour.
Elle devait être dans le message.
She had to be under the same calling and believing the same message as him.
Elle devait être sous le même appel, croyant le
Anything
même message.
Else is sin in the eyes of God.
Toute autre chose est péché.
At best, it's a permissive will.
Le meilleur, c'est la volonté
permissive. At worst, you'll be completely out of the will of God.
Et dans les pires des cas, tu seras dans en dehors de la volonté de Dieu.
God brought Eve right to where Adam was.
Dieu amena Eve juste là où Adam se trouvait.
And when Abraham said to Eliezer, my son needs to marry.
Et quand Abraham a dit à Eliezer, mon fils doit se marier.
Go to Haran.
Va à Haran.
Why did Abraham say that? Let's read that in Genesis 24, just to confirm the same principle.
Lisons cela.
Genesis 24, verse 2. We'll say from verse 3. Abraham speaking to Eliezer. I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, amongst whom I dwell. You don't marry the girls of the world. And you don't marry these boys of the world. They've got to come into the promised land first. They've got to leave their idols and leave their gods. Because Eliezer saw that straight away. Verse 4, Abraham continues, but thou shalt go to my country and to my people to take a wife unto my son Isaac. He looked for people who he knew, at least these people believe in one God. They don't believe in the Trinity and all those things. He says, they're my people, the same bloodline as me. There was no one for Isaac to marry in that particular local assembly where he was. But his father knew that. And his father said, this is a fine young man. He was willing to sacrifice himself as a burnt offering on the mount. Let me do something for him. Now look how Eliezer answers. He says in verse 5, and the servant said to him, peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. What happens if the woman's not going to believe this message?
Et si la femme ne veut pas croire ce message?
No compromise.
Pas de compromis.
Friends, on this there can be no compromise.
Il y aura jamais
no
de compromis.
Compromise.
Pas de compromis.
If you want the full blessing of God, no compromise on these things.
Si vous voulez obtenir des bénédictions de Dieu,
be a burnt offering. Die to your reasoning. Die to your own ambition that you want some smart guy with a big car and a big job. God has something better in store for you if you'll just trust Him. But sometimes He'll put you to the test. He'll put you to the test. So the servant says that. If the woman's not willing to follow me to this land, must I needs bring your son again to the land from whence you came? Should Abraham go? Should Isaac go out of the message and go and marry in a denomination there? Never. Look how Abraham says, verse 6. Abraham said unto him, beware that you bring my son not thither again. Because God's people can only be blessed in the word. In the promised land. You've got to stay in the word. And if that person's not willing to come into the word, that's not the partner that God has for you in life. It sounds hard, but it's the truth. Absolutely the truth of God's eternal word. And God will never compromise on this. And we as parents should never compromise on this. No matter how much you say, but he's a nice boy, he goes to denomination. Let him come in the promised land first. Let's see if he's a real believer. No relationship until then. No relationship until then. He's got to be willing to leave. Or she's got to be willing to leave those gods and those idols and those things. To come into this land. The message of the hour. Friends, that's really what the word says. The prophet speaking of the same thing. He says it in the message. He speaks of Ahab who married Jezebel. Ahab was a believer, but he married Jezebel who wasn't a believer. He says, Ahab, his father was a backslider to begin with. That's why he allowed him to do that, because his father was backslider. He wasn't brought up the right way. He says, and Ahab was a borderline lukewarm believer. A man who was wishy-washy and not stable at all. And he says, and you know, it goes to show that he was that type of person. Or he wouldn't have fallen for that type of a woman. Because your wife reflects who you are. Who you choose as a bride reflects who you are. That's what the prophet says in choosing a bride. He says, Jesus is never going to marry a denominational prostitute. His bride has to reflect who he is. She's got to be word of his word, flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone. So Ahab, he marries Jezebel. It reflects what kind of a believer he was. Now we've made mistakes in the past when we're in the world and stuff. There's grace for that. But don't you ever do it when you know better. Under all the offerings in Leviticus, there's no offering for willful sin. If you willfully sin, there was no sacrifice.
Si tu pêches volontairement, il y a pas de péché pour
God will make you pay for it, friends. You may not disqualify yourself from heaven. You may. But even if you don't, God will make you pay in this life to show you that wasn't my will. Like Billy Paul said, he says, tell the believers, never do what I did. I'm living in a permissive will. It's not a nice life to live a permissive will. Rather be in the perfect will. So when sickness strikes the home, problems come in. You can go back to the same God who gave you your wife. And you can go with a confidence before the Lord. There's nothing worse than when you need the Lord. You've got a guilty conscience for what you did.
Et que tu as une conscience
and you're thinking maybe the Lord's paying
coupable.
You back for what I did.
Et
friends, it's not a comfortable thing. People have made those mistakes.
Fait.
We're not condemning people for that.
Nous
but we're trying to say to our young people
nous essayons de dire à nos jeunes
that
gens
is not acceptable in the eyes of God.
Et
and we should never contemplate such a thing as that. Never. That is not God's system. It never was and never will be. And God will never bless your marriage. Never. You'll never get the full blessing. That's not God's will. You know, sometimes people backslide, they do things we understand, God understands.
Parfois nous comprenons que les gens ont rétrogradé.
By a willful sin, you get yourself in trouble with God.
Péché impardonnable,
because the Bible says you reap what you sow. He says, that's right, Israel was supposed to marry Israelites.
Les Israélites étaient censés se marier entre
they weren't supposed to mix marriage.
Ils n'étaient pas censés se marier, faire des mariages mixtes.
Mixed marrying is marrying an unbeliever and an unbeliever. That's to mix marry.
Le mariage mixte est marié entre un croyant et un incroyant.
The prophet says, don't mix marry.
Le prophète dit, ne vous mariez pas de manière mixte.
That's right. You're not supposed to do it today either.
Vous ne devez pas le faire non plus aujourd'hui.
To yoke unbelievers with believers.
De vous mettre dans un même jour des croyants.
That's against the law of God.
C'est contre la loi de Dieu.
It's against the Bible.
C'est contre la Bible.
Yes, let's read that verse.
Lisons ces versets.
From 2 Corinthians.
Dans 2 Corinthiens.
Chapter 6.
Chapitre
just
6.
To really make it clear, friends.
Je veux vraiment que cela soit
you
clair.
Rob yourself of such a blessing.
Vous vous disqualifiez vous-même de dire une telle bénédiction.
By compromising on these things.
Vous
and it's not a compromise that easily can be fixed either.
C'est un compromis qui ne peut pas être réglé facilement.
Because once you're bound in the marriage covenant, it's until death us do part.
Quand vous vous liez dans une alliance de mariage, cela ne peut pas être brisé.
And then when you start to worship God properly again and you find your wife or your husband doesn't really agree, what are you going to do?
Si vous voulez maintenant rentrer, commencer à
if she leaves you, then it's your fault. You must stay single for the rest of your life.
It's not her fault.
She or he married you under false pretenses.
Elle t'avait marié sous un faux prétexte.
They never really knew all of these requirements when you got married.
Et tu connaissais toutes ces exigences.
Rather, both of you enter into the marriage covenant united around the principles of God's word.
Quand vous entrez dans l'alliance du mariage, vous êtes unis.
That's the perfect will of God. Chapter 6, verse 14, 2 Corinthians.
2 Corinthians 6, 14.
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. To be yoked, you'd put two oxen and then you'd put a yoke on them. It would bind them together.
On prenait deux veaux et on prenait un joug.
It's like when you're marrying, we're yoking ourselves together. We're trying to pull through this life with someone.
Dans le mariage, nous nous mettons sous le même joug avec quelqu'un.
But Paul is saying you can't. The law said you can't put an ass and an ox. You can't put two different kinds of animal together in the same yoke. It's unfair. The one will keep pulling the other one where it doesn't want to go. Put two oxen together. Put two donkeys together. Put two Christians together. Put two message believers together. That's what Paul is saying. Then you're both pulling in the same direction towards the kingdom of God. You're both governed by the same Spirit. You're both given the same word preeminence in your lives.
Friends,
marriage has enough complications as it is in this day. Don't multiply complications by going and marrying an unbeliever.
C'est déjà compliqué. Ne multipliez
friends,
pas cela en
I'll try to say this politely if I can.
Je peux le dire d'une manière polie.
Most denominational people are unbelievers.
La plupart des dénominationnels.
They don't believe this word.
Ils ne croient pas cette parole.
Doesn't mean if someone goes to church he's a believer.
Cela ne veut pas dire que si quelqu'un
a believer is governed by the word.
Les croyants sont guidés par la parole.
Most denominational people it's just a tradition to them.
La plupart c'est une tradition, ils sont des incroyants.
They need to really be born again of the Spirit of Christ.
Vous devez être né de nouveau de l'Esprit de Christ.
So that's what Paul says, be not unequally yoked.
For
what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What fellowship are you going to have in the home?
Quelle communion pouvez-vous avoir?
Yes, if you are lukewarm sort of a guy like Ahab, you'll have lukewarm fellowship like with Jezebel.
Si vous êtes tiède comme Acab, vous pouvez avoir une
but ask yourself,
Jezebel,
when you really get serious in your worship once again, if you backslid now, and you want to serve God, you want to come to your adopted position in Christ,
si vous voulez rentrer servir Dieu,
what fellowship are you going to have if your husband or your wife is an unbeliever? They're never going to understand you.
Avoir entre
the natural man cannot
femme.
Understand the things of God. They are foolishness to him.
L'homme naturel ne comprend pas les choses de Dieu.
It's going to hold you back continually in your life.
Il va vous tirer de continuellement,
in your calling.
Vous tirer derrière.
And for those that have made that mistake,
et pour ceux qui ont commis
God cette wants erreur, to use your testimony like I know some people
et Dieu veut
were telling our young
témoignage.
People. Let me teach you some of the lessons I've learned from this. And may God bless them for that. We all make mistakes. We've all got things in our lives we regret. But let's put those things in the hands of God. And say, Lord, use this. These negative experiences. Use these for your glory to minister to the people who don't know better. That's why the prophet says, teach your children that you were wrong. That you shouldn't have done what you did.
Que vous aviez tort, vous n'auriez
that's
pas
our
dû
obligation
le faire.
In repenting before the Lord.
C'est là se repentir devant
what
le
fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light
communion.
With darkness? Friends, you may have marital relations in the flesh in the home.
Vous pouvez avoir une relation
you
de
may be able to talk
chair,
worldly things in a mixed home, but you'll never have communion.
Mais vous n'avez jamais la communion.
You can never have a common union around the word
vous
with the Spirit of God anointing.
Une commune devant le Seigneur dans
I
la
want
parole.
Communion in my home.
Je veux la communion dans ma maison.
I don't want just communion with the believers and when I get home there's no more
communion.
God doesn't want that for his sons and daughters.
Right?
He doesn't want communion to end here. He wants communion in the car, communion at home. That's a massive dimension aspect of marriage. Adam and Eve could have communion one with another. They could worship God together in the coolness of the
evening.
Now I'll finish off with a quote which the prophet says. Marrying against the law. In the message and knoweth it not. He's speaking of, first he says in the days of Noah. Let's read that scripture just quickly. Genesis chapter 6. Let's see the first time that the sons of God looked at the daughters of men and married. There's three examples in the Bible. Three examples in history the prophet speaks of. Genesis 6. Verse 1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply upon the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them. This wasn't the sons of God. It was just men.
C'était les filles des hommes, pas les filles de Dieu.
That the sons of God,
les fils de Dieu,
the sons of God,
les fils de Dieu,
saw the daughters of men,
virent que les filles des hommes,
that they were fair.
Elles étaient belles.
You see what they were looking at? Hey, these girls are beautiful. Hey.
Voyez, regardez,
ah, in church, those jolies. Sisters.
À l'église, les sœurs,
they don't even put makeup.
Ils mettent même pas le
maquillage. Yes, it's a heathen tradition to paint your face.
C'est une condition païenne de peindre votre face.
No one will paint their face in heaven.
Personne ne va se peindre le visage.
No one will paint their nails in heaven.
Personne ne va se mettre des vernis au ciel.
No woman will cut her hair in heaven.
Personne ne va couper ses cheveux au ciel.
That's not in the word. But they looked at these women because they were fair and friends. The prophet says Max Factor knew what he was doing. He's made them almost irresistible, he says. If there's not something in here, read it or knoweth it not. The prophet says, if you're not anchored in here, the Holy Ghost born again in your soul, you'll be overcome in this age by the daughters of men. They saw they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. That's the mistake, friends. You're not a burnt offering. It's my decision. It's my life. It's my choice. But the Bible says you are not your own. You were bought with a price. You were purchased with the blood of Christ. He wants preeminence.
Il veut de la prééminence.
Lay those thoughts on the altar. Lay those choices on the altar.
Laissez ces pensées à l'autel.
And wait on the Lord and follow Him.
Et attendez-vous
you'll
au
never
Seigneur
regret it all the days of your life.
Vous n'allez jamais regretter cela.
What is the Lord's response when there was mixed marriage?
Verse 3.
And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. God says, I'm going to wipe the whole thing off. Now the prophet in this quote to finish. Look, he then speaks of in the days of Balaam.
He
was the prophet from Moab. And he came with all those Moabite girls, and they were all with their makeup and their jewelry. And their rich perfumes. Balaam wanted to trap the sons of Israel, the sons of God, into sinning against the Lord. So he brought these women, and they danced and all that, and many of the sons of the 12 tribes gave themselves over to marry those Moabite women. And God smote them with a plague. And there was a certain brother that was zealous for the Lord. And his name was Brother Phinehas. And when a brother brought an unbeliever in and went into his tent, he took his javelin and he went with the zeal of the Lord and he pierced them both through under that covenant. I'm not saying we should do those things. And God said, amen. Go and tell Phinehas. None of his sons will fail to be in my priesthood. He says, this is the kind that I want in my priesthood, the ones who don't compromise with me. So the prophet says, them Israelite women with calloused hands that come up through the wilderness following the pillar of fire. Their complexion wasn't good from the desert wind. They didn't have all these cosmetics and all the fancy shampoos in the wilderness. They were working. Their hands were calloused, serving God by serving their husbands
and so forth.
And their hair stringing. He says, when those sons of God came up through the land of Moab and met them dainty women with well-set hair, fancy and a lot of manicure on their faces. The prophet didn't know the terminology very well, but we get the point. And when them sons of God saw those real fair women, and a false prophet said, we're all the same. And they married among them. God never did forgive them. They perished in the wilderness. Every one of them died there without hope, without God. And is eternally lost and damned forever. Though they had seen the goodness of God, they had drank from the fountain that never runs dry. They drank from the smitten rock. They saw the brazen serpent perform miracles. They came out under the baptism of Moses. They were baptized. They had seen the hand of God. They had eaten angels' food. Friends, they were partaking of the message of the hour and done all of these things. But they brought those women in, many among them, not to commit adultery but just to marry among them. God never did forgive it. The prophet says that's the second time. He says now we're on the third time. Friends, let's be careful in this age. Let's be careful in this age. Let's teach them when they're young. Let's teach them the ways of the Lord. That's our responsibility if they want to make the decision later on. But the prophet says, my children, if they go the way of the world, they'll have to tread over the consecrated lives of myself and their mother. But they'll have to step over the consecrated lives of myself and my mother on the way to the world. You may ask, why do we say these things? Because we care for you. Because we desire that you have a full blessing in your future. Because there's so many broken homes, so much heartache, So many instances in the message. Sad situations. A good sister, a good brother. But because of those decisions, they've got to live single now. There's broken homes, there's children stuck between relationships. Don't think it won't happen to you. We're all accountable to the word. May the Lord help us. Let's stand, saints. Let's just have a word of prayer before we bless our brother and the sister. I don't know if there's anybody here today who would really want to put up their hand and say, Jesus, please help me on that. I want to live according to that word. But it's not easy, Lord. Without you, I can't do it. I need your grace. I need your mercy. Would you help me? I want to be faithful. I want to be a burnt offering. I want to serve you in an acceptable way. I want every aspect of my life to be in your hands, Lord. I want your blessing upon my relationships. I want a believing home that you will be pleased to dwell. Help me, Lord. Father, bringing every person here into your hands, but especially bringing our young people upon this day. Father, such a challenge in this day. Father, such a pull of the world, as the prophet said. Lord, such an allure. Lord, and how the devil anoints the flesh of people in this day. I just want to ask for your grace. I just want to ask, Lord, that your word upon this day, Father, how thankful we are for a message. A message that didn't compromise with us, Lord. A message that has kept the original standard, Lord. I'm so thankful for it, Lord. Father, I look at lives here, Lord. Father, saints that waited upon the Lord and how you blessed them, Lord. And you've blessed them with their homes. You've blessed them in their marriage. I look, Lord, at good brothers, good sisters here that made mistakes. Father, you've granted them grace to continue on in worship, Lord. And Father, you've redeemed things, Lord. But Father, surely their testimony would be the same. Don't go that way. But Father, you have your perfect will. And I pray for each and every one of us upon this day that if the devil would desire to come in the future, Lord, if the enemy would desire to come to our young people and offer them, Lord, these offerings of the world, that Father, your word would come back, that your Holy Ghost would speak to them, that your grace would minister deep inside of their souls and would say, no, don't do that. I've got something better in store for you. And Father, believing, Lord, that if they will just wait upon you, Lord, if they'll just trust in you, Father, you've never let anybody down. Father, you know man's debtor, that you will minister to each and every need. We thank you upon this day. We thank you, Lord, for the willingness of our young people. Lord, this generation, as your prophet said, the temptation is far greater than even when we were young. And Father, we just pray for them upon this day. We just want to pray and apply the token and pray, Lord, that the life of the Lamb, Lord, will really be real unto them. That you'll give them an unction and virtue and deliver them and keep them. That, Lord, their marriage may be, Lord, a holy institution, Lord. It may be a covenant made in your presence. That it may be done in your perfect will. That when they stand there on that day, they look at their mother and father and say, Dad, Mom, it was worth it. It was worth it in the end. May that be the inheritance, we pray. And may you help us as parents, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be gentle, but help us not to compromise, Lord. Amen. Father, let us not play with the ideals of this day. Let us not look at others as an example, but let us ever keep your word before us. That, Father, that standard, Lord, Father, that original standard, those ancient paths, help us to walk in them. And you said, because you have chosen the narrow way, there's a huge portion of heaven that waits for you. Let it be so with us, Lord. Help us upon this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We just ask our brother and sister to come forward. Let's pray. Since I know we're taking a bit longer today, I can't apologize. It's just necessary sometimes. Amen. And I'm not going to apologize. So we're really grateful to the decision that our brothers made and our sister. They're baptized believers. They know the things of their past. And well, they didn't know any better. But the Lord has had mercy on them. He's granted them grace. He's brought them into the promised land. And they wanted to go forth. They want the leadership of the pillar of fire in their life. The sisters expecting, they're desiring the grace and blessing of God upon the union of their marriage. And just we as the believers, we just want to really pray for them upon this day. So let's bow our heads. Father, Thank you once again, Lord, that Father, you are a redeemer, Lord. Father, every single one of us, Lord, before you got to us, how the enemy tried to cripple us up inside of our lives. But Father, no matter how far down we go, no matter what we do, Father, you are able to redeem. So I want to pray for my brother Andres upon this day. I want to pray for Sister Vibe. I want to pray your grace upon them. Father, in this day in which we're living, Lord, I just pray that you would take them. Father, I just pray that you would raise them up, even as you've done to others in our midst, Lord. And Father, let them be, Lord, an example of your mercy. Let them be trophies and tokens, Lord, of your grace. Father, let them, Lord, Father, feed upon your word until they may become your word. Let, Father, the Holy Ghost of promise be their portion, I pray, that they, Lord, not only just living together as husband and wife, may live in communion. Father, one with another, Lord. I pray that you'll help them in the home. I pray that you'll help them in the decisions that they make. I pray for my brother that you'll help him, Lord, as the leader of the home. That, Father, Lord, you'd give him the wisdom of Solomon. I pray that he'll lean upon you, that he'll continue to look unto thee in the decisions that he makes. I pray, Lord, for my sister, Lord, that she'll be in submission as a good wife should be. That, Father, she'll pray for her husband and support her husband and understand her husband, Lord. And I just pray continually, Lord, that you'll bless would be in their home. I pray you'll continue to bless them as they listen to the messages, Lord. I pray you'll bless them in your word as they open up the scriptures, Lord. I pray for the sister as she goes to deliver. I pray that you'd watch over her, Lord. That you'll give her a safe delivery, Lord. I pray that their child, Lord, will be a blessing to them. That it'll be something that binds them together, Lord. Father, may your grace be upon them. Please forgive them, Lord, for the mistakes of their past. Let the blood speak on their behalf upon this day, even as they've both looked unto thee. And may they be a living witness, Lord, of your grace in this age. We commit my brother, I commit my sister. I pray for them. I pray for their union. I pray your grace upon them continually. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen. God bless you, sister. Amen. Amen.
Jesus, draw me closer, Lord, to you. Let the world around me fade away. Jesus, draw me closer, Lord, to you. For I desire to worship and obey.
Let's bow heads. Let's close for us. Brother Ellie, would you close for us and pray, please?
Father, Lord, we are thankful.
Amen.
For standing in your presence,
yes, Lord,
and being taught from your throne, O Lord. We know that we have not been fed by a man, but we have been fed by the angel's food, and that what our heart and our souls need exactly for our journey on this earth. Lord, we know that everything we do on this earth, if it's not for the sake of your kingdom,
amen,
it is deemed, O Lord, to be condemned, O Lord,
amen,
and to perish with the world.
Amen.
But let us commit ourselves to work as long as we are still alive,
amen,
to do something that will live forever in your presence.
Amen. Amen.
That's why, O Lord, let us be. Give you back what you have given us, O Lord.
Please, Lord.
Many times we have been so neglectful, O Lord. Many times we have not been up to the standards that you want us to display, O Lord. That's why we are committing ourselves, as this is the beginning of the year.
Amen.
We know, Lord, that we are human beings and we can make decisions,
amen, amen,
and break them the next day.
Amen. Yes,
but we are expecting on you, O Lord. We are waiting,
Lord,
on your mercy and on,
amen,
your grace.
Yes, Lord.
That this year we should be drawn much closer to you,
yes, Lord,
than we have been in the previous years,
yes,
O Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
As we look back, O Lord, we see that we have spent the best of our time,
amen,
in things that
doesn't bring us closer to you.
Yes, Lord.
That's why we want, as we go on the way, to be more useful for the kingdom of
yes,
the Lord.
Lord.
To use our talents, to use our everything to minister to your people, O
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Forgive our weaknesses.
Please,
Lord. Help us to get better as we go, O Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Perfect us.
Please,
and
Lord.
Bring us to be more acceptable before you.
Yes, Lord.
You commit your servant into
Please,
your hands.
Help us, Jesus.
He has been standing here for hours, sweating, shouting, O Lord.
Amen. Yes,
it was
Lord.
Not in vain, O Lord.
Amen. Amen.
He has a plan, and
Hallelujah.
You inspired him to speak these things.
Yes, Lord.
And let it be, O God, on fertile ground
yes,
when
Lord.
It will bring up a hundredfold time. O
yes,
Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father, we commit our journey back home into
Amen.
Your hands. We know that after such Amen. Blessings we have been through all over these last days, the devil is not happy.
Amen.
And something is preparing something against to
Amen.
Strike, O Lord. But you said, when it raises like a river, you'll raise a standard
Amen.
Against
Amen.
The
Amen.
Lord. We know that angels will be watching over us,
Amen.
And they'll bring us safely at home, and
Please,
we
Lord.
Thank you for that. We commit the week that we are starting
Amen.
Into your hand.
Yes,
be with us. Our children will be back to school this week, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Be with them,
Please,
protect
Lord.
Them, and help them.
Amen.
Open their understanding, O
Please,
Lord,
Lord,
so that it will be shut to everything that will be contrary to your words.
Please, Lord.
But
Please, Lord.
That they should understand what they need for this earthly life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you, we bless you, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless saints. We really do appreciate your patience today. May the Lord be with you. Amen.
Jesus, draw me close. Close, Lord, to I